600.
Here's the latest from...
The United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
Oh,
Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, good afternoon and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on the 1st of April, 2013. Don't start no jokes just yet. Today is Monday. I hope you guys had a great resurrection weekend. The number here is 347-945-5229. And, you know, today is Monday, and we try to, as always, keep Mondays and Fridays open for open mic. This upcoming Friday, though, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, who wrote The Harbinger, will be back with us for about a half an hour at the beginning of the show. So mark your calendars, and I'll be announcing this throughout the day and throughout the week so that you'll know that he's coming on with us again. Because it's something that's really, really insightful, and people need to really hear what's really going on. This upcoming Thursday, Congressman Bill Johnson invites you to attend the Mineral Rights Unrevealing Federal Taxation, an educational forum and town hall presented by Congressman Bill Johnson to address the concerns regarding filing requirements. The IRS services will be on hand to answer any questions for those of you who have questions and concerns when it comes to the unraveling of the federal taxation on mineral rights. So you want to come down there. It's going to be located at the Kent State Columbia County campus. And when you go down there and ask for the town hall, they'll be able to tell you. I want to thank Barbie Dull over at Dull's Antiques and More for coming and being one of our partners. They are located on the corner of South Avenue and
Western Reserve Road.
Thank you. South Avenue and Western Reserve Road, right across from Dunkin' Donuts. Get a cup of coffee. Go over and see Barbie. They have nice antiques. They have gently used furniture, and they buy and sell. So go over there and see her. And it's a formal Dull's I-80 Antiques and All. So they want you to come out and say hi. In studio with me is both Ben and Styx. And it's April Fool's, guy.
Mm-hmm. It's snowing.
Yeah, right, it is. So that is not April Fool's. That's not good.
No, that's not April Fool's. Actually, isn't April Fool's Day the atheist holiday?
I think it's that holiday, and it's the day that the Democrats have their membership drive across the country.
Why do you act so bad?
Well, I didn't think it was bad. It's just, you know. How come earlier when you said no jokes you were looking at me?
Because I can see corny coming. We've been laying in the cut.
The pair of us are the kings of corn, though.
Right, but we got to remember we're outnumbered now because Jeff's not here. So
that's right.
Yeah.
So it's still 3-2.
Yeah.
Why did you have a suit jacket on today? Would you go make some money this morning or what?
Yeah, something like that.
You can always tell when people are out making money.
That's good. That's good.
Posted an eviction notice this morning, you know. landlord.
So. That is not business. That's not nice.
Well, since Obama built your business, why don't you have him go do the eviction for you?
I'm waiting for one of our Democrat leaders around here to pass a law saying you're not allowed to evict anybody. That's what I'm waiting on.
Hmm.
Well, you're not.
Yes, you are.
No, you're not.
I tell you what, she's a Democrat, but I love Judge Vittorio. Because that lady has no use for people that don't pay her rent.
Hmm.
None whatsoever.
And you like that? What the people are destitute? They not that they can't. They don't. See, I'm like Diva.
How come you got a big screen TV and you can't pay your rent?
Because big screen TV is only $9 a week. People need to quit looking at what people have and thinking that causes them to have money.
Hmm. One family, two packs of cigarettes a day just bought your rent.
You make cigarettes. You go to the little placey with the little.
They don't give away the tobacco and the little.
Yeah, but the pack was only $10. People give it to you for gifts. And as a matter of fact,
I'll tell you right now, I have yet to clean out an apartment after an eviction where there wasn't cigarettes all over the place and beer cans.
People give it to you, and you can steal those easily.
Cigarettes and beer cans. Brings back a lot of memories.
Yeah, well.
Those were the days.
I was paid to rent first, though.
So you're trying to tell me
if I'm smoking afterwards.
The reason why I'm smoking is because I can't pay my rent.
You know, I will say this. If it comes down to between taking care of your children or paying rent, I can understand why some people are delinquent on rent. But for the most part, if they're just, you've got empty booze cans and you know, cigarette ashtrays all over all the place, I think you should be able to give those up before you.
It's not that easy. You guys are pushing it. Have you guys ever been to a place where you've been, like, really broke?
Yeah.
I'm not only broke, I'm homeless.
Okay, so let me ask you, did you have any habits with your broke? $2 is easier than $300.
I understand what you're saying. Cigarettes are only, they're like $5 a pack now, right?
Somewhere, so it depends where you live.
Yeah, $5 a pack and...
I mean, but, you know,
it's
like a candy bar. You know, after a while, when you're broke, you just go and eat. The heck with the diet.
You don't.
That's part of depression there.
Fix, you're not normal. You don't count.
Well, that's true. I'm not.
You're the kind of people who eat tomato soup, you know, or potato soup or eat potatoes every day to save a dollar. My ex-husband was like that. That's why I'm not married now. Skip that. If you think I'm going to eat potatoes every day and beans, so I can save up some money. Everybody's smoking crack.
But would you eat sweet potatoes and beans every day so you could keep a warm, dry roof over your head?
No.
Well, you'd rather sleep in the car.
Absolutely.
Sleep in the car and go to Red Lobster.
I didn't say go to Red Lobster because that's not my favorite restaurant.
Okay. Well,
but every now and then, I'm trying to look at this objectively. After a while, when you've been struggling for so long, for so hard, I mean, after a while, you just say, I deserve a break.
See, not when you got your grandparents that went through the Depression telling you, no, you don't.
Yeah, but you have to be there.
I mean, that's what you have to understand. I grew up in a very close-knit family, and my Grandma Bert would say, you know, life's hard, shut up and get over it and go back to work.
But that's not normal. That's not everyday life. I mean,
actually, that's what my grandfather said to me too.
Yeah.
What?
You know,
life's hard. Shut up and get over it.
Right.
Let me ask you.
He also said you can either work, and he pointed to his head with that, or you can point. He showed me his hands.
But you can. Let me ask you this. Have you always been able to go find work?
Yes.
I know how to use a spade shovel. You better believe I can always find a job.
So what happens when I can't find work? And see, now let me say this. You guys are men.
Uh-huh.
Why is it that women have to work so hard today?
It's just not
fair anymore.
It's ask Gloria Steinem that, you know.
But you understand where I'm coming from.
Yeah, I understand.
I mean, right now, you have women out there, and it is overwhelming. What women are going through right now.
But do you think women get the man they demand?
No.
Yeah, that's why I'm manless.
No, I think a lot of women out there believe that being a housewife and raising children isn't a legitimate job.
But those of us who would like to do that don't have that option anymore. That's what makes it so bad. I mean,
because
society is pushing me from being domestic to pushing me to being career.
But that's because the majority of men won't stand up and be men and do what it takes to make sure their wives can stay home and raise their children if that's the choice that they make for their family.
But I don't have a choice anymore. See, there's, the choice is gone.
I don't believe that.
Sticks.
I don't believe that.
Do you really think that I would rather be working instead of being a home and taking care of a family?
I think.
So you,
I,
you
I,
tell
no,
me, do I get the man
I
that
the
I demand?
Priorities, I think the priorities are mistaken.
Whose priorities? Mine?
The culture, I think.
So I said
being,
I'm being made.
What's that?
That means I have no choice.
I think that the culture is influencing behavior.
But you missed my point. The culture might be influencing behavior, but I have no choice.
There's always a choice.
Yes, stay home and be homeless.
No.
What?
Are you talking about a traditional family here or a single mom?
I'm talking about just a woman coming out of high school, going into college. And there was a woman today that says you need to find a husband while you're in college.
Yeah, I see.
And they beat her down like she lied. But my question is, why is it that I have no choice? I have to work.
Well, if you're a single woman without a husband and no children, absolutely you have
to
work.
Well, guess what?
But women have always had to work that we're in that situation.
But guess what? We don't have a choice to get married anymore. It's not like you're going to get married and he's going to say, honey, you don't have to work anymore.
Why not?
Because that's not what they say.
That's actually the goal
that's
I have in mind.
That's the
I mean,
that's
ultimate
the
goal. If, you
but
know,
that's not the,
my,
but that's
my
the
daughter, goal. My daughter and her fiancé are not planning on her working once they have children.
Okay. So that's she's one of the rare ones. But today that's not an option for most women.
And they started planning from day one to make that
but
economically feasible.
But that's not the option for most people. You guys are looking at these little microcosms, but that is not normal.
But it's a choice.
It's not a choice.
Tracy, you can buy a house in anywhere in the valley here. You can find a decent house in a decent neighborhood for $15,000-$20,000.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
Not with a decent school.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't. Where?
West Branch.
Not right now.
How
there's
many,
gold in them there, Hills. Absolutely not.
How many
hold on, 503, your mic is on.
Well, good afternoon, Tracy and friends. This is Big Bob.
Hey, Bob, how are you? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good today. Just came from physical therapy. Doing good. Tracy, got to ask you a question. Is
yeah.
the glass half full or half empty?
Glass is, right now, the glass is half empty, for sure. I'm headed
all
up,
right.
I'm headed over the cliff.
I don't understand. You know, one of the things that cracks me up is first of all, that the Western Reserve Transit Authority, they have to have the big buses for four people. But you know what cracks me up when I see people at a bus stop?
What's that?
They're sitting there smoking and on a cell phone.
Well, the cell phone's free.
Well, yeah, but how come the poor people in this country all have a big screen TV, all have an iPhone,
yep.
all have money for McDonald's and Burger King and cigarettes.
It's cheaper. Listen, it's cheap. You have to understand, poor people are rewarded with disposable income, while working families in America are not. We have to understand this. People that are disenfranchised in America right now, they will give me subsidized rent. They will give me 250 minutes for an Obama phone. They will give me, you know, a bus pass. They will help me with all of this, but they will give me disposable income for cigarettes. It's the people that are working who are trying to make a living who don't have those luxuries because you don't have any money left over.
As far as finding jobs, even the illegal aliens in this country seek work.
Again, the illegal aliens, they are not subsidized by entitlements.
But I keep hearing how they do get on welfare. They do get to go to school for free.
No, that's their kids. But the people that come over here that are illegal, then when they're working and they're illegal, or even if they're on a work program, you got to realize these people will live 17 in a house. I've watched some friends of mine who are not, they're not illegal. They're actually legally here, but they are immigrants. And I've watched them work 16 hours a day, 7 days a week. And they're never not working.
Thank you. You proved my point. They believe in the greatness of this country and the opportunity, and they seek it.
That sounds like the way I grew up.
But again, how you grew up 45 years ago and how we're growing up today is two different things. And every culture, every society is different. There are tons of people out there that wish that they had the opportunity to have what your family has, and they've never been awarded that at all. They
because
come out the womb
willing
working.
To go out,
wait a minute. Wait.
They're not willing
never,
to go out and make the effort that I did.
No, that's not true, guys.
They were never awarded, or they didn't know how to achieve it.
Neither,
because
when I wanted to work, people would not hire me.
Wow, you know what? I wasn't awarded anything I got.
You missed the point. You guys are missing the point. When people wanted to, when you came out of the 70s,
mm-hmm.
and black men were trying to get jobs, and they were trying to work, you got to understand people wouldn't hire them. We have to be honest about that. They couldn't take care of their women because they couldn't find a job to go take care of their women. And as a matter of fact, if you go back about 5 years earlier than that, they would let you have as many kids as you wanted to have, as long as you didn't have a man around, and they would reward you more money for the more children that you had. And you have to look at how society has tap danced on a lot of cultures here, and you couldn't go do anything else. What could you do? They would not let you work. They would not give you a job. They would not give you an education, and you couldn't go get it. You would go to school, and they would make you sit there and draw all day long. It was a plan. So how are you going to be an equalizer amongst your competitors in the society now when people didn't give you an opportunity when you wanted to do something? Now they tell you to go do it.
So explain the Ben Carsons of the world.
He is an anomaly.
Fit family.
Everyone didn't have that opportunity. And if you listen to his story, I don't know if you've seen his whole story. He had to fight his way through. His mom had to sacrifice her way through.
That's right.
Again, it doesn't always work like that.
Well, I know it does. I mean,
and the reason why,
it's
and
true.
Reason
every
why,
poor, every poor kid's not going to be a brain surgeon.
But the problem is when I wanted to go work in Ben's shop, Ben wouldn't hire me because he didn't want colored people up front.
What stopped you from going and getting a lawnmower and walking around a neighborhood?
They did. But now you have to, I mean, they walked around neighborhoods. You can only cut so many pieces of grass and make a living at it. I got my own lawnmower. I cut my own grass. I'm not making excuses, but you have to separate.
It sure sounds like you are.
You have to separate your blue-eyed society from my brown-skinned world.
So,
we made this monster.
I agree. It was the great society destroyed the black family.
But America made this monster. And when you look at integration killed us because no one wanted to integrate with us. And so instead of going out and finding the brightest and the best, they found the dumbest. And they pimped them. And they used them.
You want to explain that? I don't know where you're headed.
When you look at when they had the set-aside program for construction workers, instead of them going out and giving loans to people who were going to make this and multiply it, they went out and found somebody who didn't know anything and just had them sign checks. It was designed to fail. Am I lying?
Yeah, I'm going to hang up and listen.
All right.
Am I lying? I'm serious. And so when you say, you have to just get up and do it now, people have been, I could just go out. You don't find too many black women that have had the luxury of just going home and being a housewife.
But what happened between the 1950s and today? Because
integration happened, and you have to realize the white flight of American urban cities. Remember, they stayed here and they controlled the money, and they gave it to their friends and their families. But they didn't do anything to make sure the cities grew.
In this case, who are they?
They is the power society. The society of the, as a matter of fact, if you look at the Mahoning Valley, look at Youngstown City Schools, look at Warren, look at what they left behind, and look at what happened.
I'm not going to argue with you because, I mean, I personally have seen that myself. But I will say there is a button there. Let's just take my industry, the framing industry, for once. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never hired anybody that was black. And I get black customers still.
Okay.
Right? So, I mean, it's...
But see, now...
It's not... It was like... That doesn't really matter, though, for me, because I'm still getting the customers I would get no matter who I hired.
But again...
If I hired somebody Oriental, I wouldn't get any more Oriental...
But it's not about the customer, it's about the quality of work. And if I am the best at it,
uh-huh.
and you won't hire me because you just don't want me to work there, you didn't want me at
work.
Well,
that's not the case. I would hire anybody that gives me the best.
That's today.
1970, I wasn't around.
But 1970, you could not have the best there.
Right. I'm going to agree with
you. And so you look at 35 years later, you have a society that is now split. And so you say, well, you just have to just do it this way. It wasn't that easy.
Tracy,
I mean,
Six,
you got to admit, even our grandparents, I mean, even my grandparents, who were great people, they still had a bit of racism in them.
And as a matter of fact, if they talk to them today?
Well, they're dead now.
But if you talk to them today and you really talk to them about how they grew up,
mm-hmm.
even though they regret some things that were done, they were ingrained to believe certain things. Mm-hmm. Remember, I was not smart as your wife. No matter if I was brighter than your wife, I could have my PhD. And I still was not as good as that. And so when we talk about, you know, people, just poor people and people that are disenfranchised and people that are not working, people got tired of getting beat. And some of us made it.
But explain to me, because my wife's from Charleston, South Carolina, and there are oodles of African-American tradesmen down there, and you don't see that up here. Tell me the difference.
The union?
Controlled by whites.
And wouldn't let me in?
And Democrats.
White Democrats.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't let me in. Mm. How, you can't get in the union unless you got a job, and I can't get a job, so I can't get in the union. So I never get my union card. So we tried to work.
So unions are bad for black people.
Absolutely, and they always have been. They've never been their friend. If you got in, you got in, and they were good to you because you were a part of a collective bargaining agreement and you were not singled up. But you do not find African-Americans in the hierarchy of the unions anywhere. You're a millwright. That's a family business.
Pretty much.
How many black millwrights did you know?
Black millwrights? None. Black electricians, yes.
Not many. We only got 3 plumbers. 4, maybe. That's in 2013. And it's not like you can go get a loan and go start your own business and be profitable because you couldn't get the contracts because you still weren't friends with the people giving the contracts. Don't tell me, go start your own. Well, yeah, I can go start my own, but if I don't get what I need, I don't have anything. You got to know somewhere to get somewhere in America. And so when you say, and so when we look at poor people, a lot of people are just beat up, and they don't know how to lift themselves out of their beatness.
I think that's the bigger point, is people just don't know how to get out from where they're at.
But you can't. The problem is every time you slide up,
they penalize you.
They beat you back down.
Yeah.
And I'm not, and this is not an excuse and not an indictment, but it's people need to look at America and not look at it through rose-colored eyes. Or should I say rose-colored lenses, but they need to see it the way other people have had it.
I just cannot understand, for the life of me, why you don't pay the rent before you do anything else.
Because sometimes the rent comes, like, in the middle, because, you know...
Hunger. Hunger's a pretty powerful motivator.
Hunger. Cigarettes just calms my nerves. And don't get me wrong, there are people that are just... They're uncouth, and their priorities are screwed up, and they don't get it. But see, it's easier for me to drink my problems away and maybe they'll go away. And remember, you got to understand, poor people are pushed into drinking beer and smoking cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. It's playing lottery.
Okay. So now let's literally look at this. I have a problem. I have no money. I can't feed my kids. A cigarette sure does taste good because that's the only luxury I got. That's the only luxury I have. And I started smoking when I was 7, 13, 11. And they pushed them on me when I was a kid. And so here I am. I'm smoking 2 packs a day because I'm addicted. Let me say this.
And I'm not going to argue with you.
And cigarettes are more addictive than crack. People beat crack cocaine. I've got a cousin who was drug addicted. I don't know what drug he used. And he is now working. He is a productive citizen, and he is like on 2 or 3 packs a day. He cannot give the nicotine up.
I'm not going to argue with that in the least bit. You're absolutely right. I've always said that 90% of the financial problems in this country are based on addiction.
And
it's addiction to spending. It's addiction to alcohol. Addiction to tobacco.
So it's easier for me to borrow $5 from you for a pack of cigarettes than to borrow $100 from him for my rent.
Yeah, before I give you $100, I'll give you a pack of cigarettes.
See what I mean? I can go next door and I'll say, "Listen, Miss So and So, I'll bring your trash cans in every couple days for $5."
No, but part of it is a bit of culture, because it was like Sticks and myself. It was ingrained in our subconscious that there is no reason to fail. There is no reason not to be successful, not to, you know, you always are going to have the money that you need to have because you're going to make it one way or the other. There's no option to fail there.
When we teach our young men that, mm-hmm. and I'm talking about during my era,
mm-hmm.
we also had to teach them how to cope with white life.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can be the, because you have to be better.
Right.
Better at sweeping a floor than your counterpart. And you teach them that, but when they get in there and the first thing that something happens at your job, they look at you. You must have did it.
But by the same token, you've got school systems that graduated these young men and they couldn't read.
So, again, and who was in control? Going back to what I said.
Democrats,
white Democrat Union.
Look at what I'm saying. Look at who was in control of this. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. It is open mic today, but look at what I'm saying about this. I mean, yeah, we have, you know, we got some problems in the poor, especially when you talk about poor urban settings. We got major issues. But look at how, you know, drugs were not, you know, there was no war on drugs as long as it stayed across the tracks. Now there's a war on drugs. You know, teenage pregnancy, as long as it was stayed up, you know, here, it was okay. We are reactionary. And so when people try to go out and they try to work, you had white racist teachers teaching black kids that they were not smart enough to become anything.
You had white teachers telling kids from poor families the same thing, white kids.
Yeah, but they told him because where you came from. But when he went outside and he put on a shirt like your little jacket right now, you walk out there, they won't know you from a dumb white guy to a smart white guy. But they tell me I ain't bright enough.
But the thing is, the psychological damage is already done by the time they get out of high school.
But he can surpass it when somebody comes along and says you, and affirms you. You gotta understand. I beat my kids because my daddy beat me because his daddy beat him, and we called all of them stupid together. And this problem is cultural, but culture doesn't have color. Now, you can see the color of my skin easier, but honestly, if you really know about what's really going on, it's systemic and it's enrooted and it's ingrained in America's fabric, and now it's just overpopulated. So when you say, how can you smoke a cigarette, how can you drink a beer? Because I can get a beer. My neighbor will give me a beer. Think about it.
So what makes what makes people like your cousin Alex different then?
He's one of few that made it.
But what ingrained him or what drove him or what?
Foundation. Foundation. He played piano. He played piano. His mother started him on piano lessons early.
What drives you? Where's your motivation? Why are you different, Tracy? Why are you among the smart?
I'm not.
Well, you're.
Because trust me, you made more money. You made more money in your life than I ever made in mine.
She probably makes more money in her sleep than I do in a month.
I'll tell you what happened with me. And I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back. And when I come back, I'll tell you what happened with me. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. We'll be right back.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com. I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one. All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit AIWHealth.com.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staple Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staple's Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambastech.com.
I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News. Police in Ashtabula say a 28-year-old man shot his father to death outside a church. This happened around 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. The alleged gunman was arrested after the incident outside the Hiawatha Church of God in Christ. The suspect was reportedly still holding the gun when police officers arrived on the scene. No names were released. Police say a Cleveland woman is dead after a security guard's gun discharged during a scuffle with customers inside a restaurant. Authorities say Nadia Williams was shot in the head early in the morning at the restaurant in Cleveland Heights. And an Ohio-based gun rights group says two dozen Ohio educators have been trained in firearms use in a pilot program developed after the Connecticut school shooting in December. The Columbus Dispatch reports the participants in the three-day course used model guns while learning tactical maneuvers for reacting to school shooters. You're up to date. I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News.
24/7 roadside assistance, discounts at businesses nationwide, savings on tours and cruises and more. We're AAA. Renew your membership or save $10 on a new membership at AAA.com or any nearby office. AAA, we're always with you.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. Obamacare is taking full effect this year with over 15,000 pages of regulations. You need to know how this law affects you. That's why you should get your copy of Obamacare Survival Guide. It's easy to read and the best guide to the new law. Even if you're currently insured or a senior on Medicare or a business owner, a medical profession, or really any citizen, you need the Obamacare Survival Guide. In it, you'll find about hidden taxes, fees, and fines, including a 40% tax on some health plans. I warned you about Obamacare. It's rationing Medicare cuts and will trigger doctor shortages. Now the Obamacare Survival Guide gives you the simple steps to protect your family. So get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 today by going to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229, and Congressman Bill Johnson. He wants to invite you to a mineral rights unraveling federal taxation. It's a bill. There are a lot of people that have gotten a lot of funds and are dealing with mineral rights, and it's very complicated, to my understanding, for the tax code as well as your mineral rights and the unraveling of the taxation code. And so they want you to come down to Kent State, Columbiana County, and East Liverpool and Salem for a town hall. And if you want to call, you can get more information at 330-337-6951. And I want you to go out and see Barbie Doll. Barbie Doll. At Doll Antiques and All. It's a former Doll's Antiques and All. Antiques and All.
Nice storeroom they have.
It's nice. Go out there and tell you heard on Tracy and Friends, and you find they have great antiques, and they have great gently used furniture. I bought several pieces from them, and go out there and tell Barbie I said hi. You guys asked me how I made it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I made it when I found salvation. But I've always been a hustler. But I tell you what happened to me. I saw growing up in Hubbard, they told me that I was dumb. They told me that they always put me with the retarded person in the class. So when it came to pairing for reading, they never taught me phonics. There was no standards. And it was a very, very, I was just the dumb person in the room. And so as bright as I am is as dumb as they told me I am. And I went through school on that plateau. And see, once that's ingrained in you in kindergarten by your kindergarten teacher, it's kind of hard to come out of that.
Well, you've given us all the excuses for you not to make it. I want to know why you did make it. What is the difference?
I left Youngstown, and I found successful people. And successful people breed successful people. It really does. I mean, you find yourself becoming better because of your environment.
Oh, absolutely.
And so my environment changed when I left here, and I found successful African Americans. I saw a black man going down the street in a Rolls Royce, and he was a businessman and not a dope dealer. And I said, if he can do it, I can too. I went to a church who changed my paradigm of thinking, that I was not as dumb as I thought. I wasn't as ugly as I thought I was. I wasn't as stupid, and that I could become better. I didn't have to be a walking mat for men. That was taught to me, and then I had a mom who was always telling me that. But you know, hearing it from one person doesn't count when it's your mother. You got to understand. You know, I had a drive, and I've always been driven. I was driven when I left here, but people don't build people up. And this is not to toot my own horn, but people don't build people up so that they can be successful. And so you don't see right now the reason why I am shaping, even today, shaping my world better is because of the environment that I get to be around. I saw Ben yesterday at dinner. And where we had dinner, I can't join. I have an issue with that.
Ben can't join either, trust me.
That's not the point. I can't join because I don't have the means to join.
Mm-hmm.
So my drive now is to have the means that I can join anywhere that I choose to join whenever I choose to join it. So you ask me how I'm driven? I'm now driven because I've been exposed. I don't like – when I go to the football games, they let me go up in the boxes. I have a problem sitting in the stands now. When I go over to PNC Park or Heinz Field, sitting down there, I love y'all. But I found that there's hot dogs up in the boxes.
for free, and it's warm.
That's what I'm saying. I never get rained on.
That's right. That's what I'm
Do
you
really think I want to go back and sit down in the cold? Absolutely not.
So basically, you're motivated. So now the question is, how do we motivate people to be successful, even though they don't look what society deems to be?
Well, we need to quit giving them a false sense of success.
And let me tell you that your early childhood school experience is almost identical to mine.
Yeah, but the difference is...
I was diagnosed with ADD. I was told I was stupid.
But you were white. I was told because I was black. Not because I was stupid.
Not because you had ADD.
Not because I had ADD. Not because I was retarded. Not because I was slow. I was told you're not pretty because you're black.
She was diagnosed not by a medical doctor, but by the color of her skin.
Yeah.
Which makes it 100% different.
Yeah, I can
and,
see that.
And that is, but that's what most of white America, including me, didn't understand.
And I'm still learning.
The only
right.
thing we could do
me too.
Was play ball and cook. I mean,
dance.
We could dance. And when you and it was affirmed on TV.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't dance, I don't sing. Who?
No,
and South Carolina's on the phone, and I know he's blacker than me.
And this is the problem with the government and government handouts.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you don't have to be driven when you got Big Brother taking care of you.
And you have more disposable income staying home.
Right. So right now they're happy not even getting into the stadium. They're happy watching it on their big screen free TV.
Right.
See? Well, so that's the problem with society.
What'd you say, South Carolina?
Well, listen. I came across something over Facebook over the weekend, and it made a comment about Ben Carson. You know, it's on NBC, and the little caption in the lower left kind of gives the implication that he's been blinded by the white, and it has blinded by the white in words, and then a big white elephant there. And you know, my thing is, you know, my mom taught me. And as a matter of fact, my mom even, in so many words, challenged me to be better than everybody else. Bringing home a C was unacceptable. It just wasn't. Especially if she knew in her heart and her mind that, well, you can get A's. She was convinced of it. And I went through and I convinced myself of it, and I made all A's. But the thing about it is that came from a mother that was, you know, very, very hard on us, and a dad that was even harder. You know, he talked to us, but the thing about it was when daddy would tell you one time, and that was it.
And it makes a difference having a father around.
Oh, it makes a big difference. It makes a big difference.
Look at what we don't have anymore. And this is, if you go back that long, there were a lot of men that were getting beaten down. South Carolina, you're my age.
Yeah.
Do you remember when integration first came around, and they were trying to go out and get work and they couldn't?
Couldn't do it.
I remember some
black guys that worked at the Chesterfield Lumber Company. And they were told that if they let their children go to the white school, there's no need for them to come to work on Monday.
Do you guys realize here in the Mahoning Valley that your job was classified by your color in the steel mill?
No, I did not realize that.
Your job was classified from where you came from in Europe.
Don't matter. If I didn't come from Europe, where do you think they put me?
But if you weren't an Italian, you weren't a block layer.
You missed the point. That's what I said. You were classified by your race.
Well, Sticks, we can go this far. Back in World War II, the only jobs that blacks had were there were cooks
and stewards.
They were porters. There were cooks, porters, and stewards, and also there were guys who were loading up the ammo. Those
right.
are the guys that were loading up the ammo.
Right. I remember
and getting
that.
Blown up
I remember that in my naval history that blacks were not permitted in the Navy, particularly, to have anything to do with firearms.
How long ago was that?
60 years. 1940.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's really go back. So let's go back some years, and you want to think that mindset is still not prevalent today?
It's prevalent, Tracy, but here's the thing.
They use it as an excuse now.
The news media wants you to think that it's primarily from Republican whites. The real
but
truth
it's not.
Is it's coming from the people that look like us.
A lot of it.
I mean, a lot of it.
Well, and a lot of people don't realize that Woodrow Wilson resegregated the military.
But we put Woodrow Wilson in. And so you will find almost every African-American community that has a school, guess what you'll find there?
Woodrow Wilson High School.
See what I'm
saying?
Woodrow
Wilson High School.
Are you following me on this? So, and they never tell you that part of history. And if they don't tell the black student, they don't tell the white student that part of history. So there is a history out there that we need to recognize and adhere to and acknowledge so that we can overcome it. See, I'm not looking for preferential treatment, but I do need for you to understand that my plight of my severity, of my depression. So when you talk about rent, which is $300 a month, and a pack of cigarettes, which is $3, and and especially if you're working. Now, remember, the entitlement society of America encourages laziness.
Right.
So that and the Democrat Party enables it.
Well, depend on it.
Depend on it.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So that's the only way they
okay.
can.
Okay, so let's talk. Let's be real about that.
Mm-hmm.
So you got this huge population, huge, big, trying to come up. And every time you come up, your peers and the people that you're trying to work with make sure you stay suppressed. Because once you become better, if you go into a job and you begin to work, you make everybody else look bad if they're not working. So to get along and not to be ostracized, you've got to assimilate to where you're going. You cannot walk into a ballroom in a pair of blue jeans, nor can you walk into a farm with a gown and a tux on.
You know, and this is why I think the president's immigration policy is going to backfire on him, because you do have a group of very, very motivated, hardworking people
who are
that are risking their lives to get to this country.
Right.
Once they become successful, okay,
well,
do you think they're going to stay in the Democratic Party?
That's the entitlement thing. Every new group of immigrants that's come here
mm-hmm.
started out as Democrats, and as soon as they became affluent, became Republicans.
Except for African Americans,
because you were never allowed to become affluent as a group.
Oh no, and that's what I'm saying. So now, when we organize to become affluent,
well, they couldn't assimilate.
We can't, right?
Yeah, there was a color barrier there. That
Hispanics can assimilate a whole lot better. Latinos can assimilate a whole lot better once they speak English. Mm-hmm.
And here's the funny thing.
There are a lot of Caucasian Latino marriages.
But here's something, you know, that'll hit home. When you hear somebody who is of Hispanic descent and you hear them speaking perfect English, okay, no Spanish accent whatsoever, they're not criticized by other Hispanics.
Yeah.
But I've seen a black person criticized because he was talking like somebody white.
Oh, constantly.
No.
I mean that's another thing.
And
whose fault? See from the outside looking in,
right?
We see African Americans that are academically successful getting beat up by their peers.
But look at that, and now take this into consideration. Even if I go through all the beat up, and I get through it, where do I move?
Next door to me. Well, I don't got streetlights. You ain't moving out there.
Absolutely not. That's what I'm saying. So what I pack up. So the inner city that I saw this man going down the street in the Rolls Royce,
mm-hmm.
he's no longer my neighbor. And so you don't see the success here, and we move. We move out to where successful people live.
Right.
And
well,
maybe
we come back
for church, and maybe we don't.
Even people like Jeremiah Wright, he retired and went out, bought a how many million dollar house on a golf course.
That's what I'm saying. And why would I not do that? It's the American dream.
Mm.
But do white people do that?
Yeah.
Of course. I've been on a property where,
absolutely,
not only the golf course, but there was a private airport.
But
all white
but
people
what I'm
live
saying
there.
Is, I'm not talking.
I'm trying.
I'm
to,
not talking uber wealthy. I'm talking
the middle class.
Upper middle class.
Absolutely.
Most people move close to their parents. Most
no,
white
don't.
People move unless they have to go out of state.
Or they move their parents closer to them.
If,
but they don't move closer to the parents of their parents.
No,
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 no.
Actually, what they do is when they become upper middle class, they actually build a mother room suite.
Yeah.
On their
oh,
own
no,
property.
No, no, no.
Oh yeah.
No, ain't no.
Not, see, that's because you're from the sticks. But that's what
right.
they do.
Yeah.
That's what they call the mother-in-law room.
Actually, I was even considering that too at one point in time.
You were crazy.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it.
But I'm just saying. And hey, South Carolina. He put me on hold again. You mean
no,
the numbers?
I'm here. I just didn't want to have all that noise going up here.
Hey, so the 347-945-5229. We move.
Right.
And so we are welcomed.
Mm-hmm.
And wait a minute, and we don't understand that white people who are affluent are just as prejudiced against other white people who are not affluent as they
oh.
are against black people.
No.
That's something that African Americans do not realize.
Even more so.
That's what I'm saying.
Even more
they
so.
They don't want everybody everywhere.
But yes. No, because they want to feel like they're exclusive, you know.
They
seriously. I don't want well, you see that Volkswagen Jetta commercial. Oh, you can't
yeah.
buy one.
Right.
You know, yeah, we don't want everybody to have the same.
No.
No, we have to one-upmanship. It's a competition. It really is.
And then I have now found out that everything is not black and white.
See, I think you guys are painting too broad a brush.
What do you mean?
Because I know a lot of very affluent people.
Now you know people that are wealthy.
But they still drive nails every day.
No. They're wealthy. Affluent is different.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a difference. There's
yeah,
a country.
But,
there's a country club. Then there is the wealthy.
Then there's the private club
then
that nobody knows
club.
About. Yeah. Yeah. And that private club slavery still live and well. Yeah, because they buy and sell people on a
yeah.
daily basis.
Oh yeah.
Whether you know it or not.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've probably been bought and sold a couple dozen times myself.
Hey, listen, I got to take
you know.
My break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. It's open mic today, and we got on this because Sticks was screaming about people paying rent and buying cigarettes and having big-screen TVs. And it's easier for me to own a big-screen TV, smoke a cigarette, and get a beer than it is for me to pay rent because one is $9 a week. Think about it. Rent to own, $9 a week. I can go out and I can scrape up $9, but scraping up $300 at the end of the day is difficult.
That's why you have a cookie jar and you put your $5 in it every day, and when the rent comes due, there's the money is right there.
But the $9 is not there. Even if I save $9 a day, it's not $9 a week.
You got two people in a house smoking, it's $10 a day, that's $300 a month.
But it's my
addiction. All you got to do.
I'm taking my break. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Valley's News Talk, WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. This is News Talk 600.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Joan Bennett. Prosecutors in Colorado say they will seek the death penalty against James Holmes, the man accused in last year's movie theater attack that killed 12 people and wounded 70 at a packed midnight screening of The Dark Knight Rises. Brian Beard was in court today. His friend died in the theater shooting, and he wants Holmes put to death.
I guess you fight fire with fire. It sounds awful, but I'm tired of being so politically correct. You know, if somebody takes an eye, you can't just be like, oh, slap on the wrist. You can't.
Top administrator in Kaufman County, Texas, where a district attorney and his wife were found dead in their home Saturday, says he's certain that other officials are being protected. An assistant prosecutor was gunned down just 2 months ago outside the county courthouse. Judge Bruce Wood.
I have great confidence that we're being protected in our courthouse today.
One neurologist calls the numbers astronomical. One out of every five high school age boys in the U.S. has received a medical diagnosis of ADHD. ABC News Chief Health and Medical Editor Dr. Richard Besser says the diagnosis is too often used to get medication, to improve focus, for better grades.
These are very concerning because the drugs that are used for treating attention deficit disorder are strong medications. They have side effects, and they can also be diverted into situations where there can be addiction and abuse.
President Obama and family are hosting thousands of children at the White House today for the annual Easter egg roll. ABC's Ann Compton's there.
The whistle for the Easter egg roll was blown by the fellow in the suit and tie, not President Obama, but the 9-year-old who does internet videos as kid president, Robbie Novak. Toddlers armed with long-handled spoons pushed their eggs through the grass, finishing the race in just seconds.
Michelle Obama urged the kids to eat their vegetables. This is ABC News.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
Petey stopped eating and all his hair fell out. Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, he scratched incessantly. There was hair all over. I heard a radio advertisement for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc, vitamin C.
There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
Tons of energy, no more bad smells.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, Dynavite will solve the problem. The website is DINOVITE.com. Phone number for Dynavite is 859-428-1000.
Are the Rolling Stones poised to make a big announcement? ABC's David Blaustein with more.
In November, right before the Rolling Stones played a series of shows to celebrate their 50th anniversary, Keith Richards was asked if they were planning a tour.
Anything's possible now, honey.
Well, honey, the possibility seems to have become a reality. The band, using its website, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, has been dropping hints that on Wednesday they will announce a tour. Those hints include phrases like, "Start me up Wednesday," "You get what you need Wednesday," and hashtag Start Me Up Wednesday. Just last week, the band announced it would be headlining UK's famed Glastonbury Festival. David Blaustein, ABC News.
The Sound of Silence from the San Francisco Symphony appears to be over. The symphony says a tentative agreement has been reached with the musicians' union to end a 2.5-week strike. Symphony says it's planning for musicians to return to the stage tomorrow to play for school children. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you.
Congratulations to Crosby Muck Office Equipment as they celebrate 100 years in business. Just ask your grandparents. Crosby Muck is probably where they got their typewriter as a graduation gift. But things have come a long way since then. And since Crosby Muck has been locally owned and operated for every one of those 100 years, they're able to offer more cost-effective pricing than national or regional companies. Crosby Muck provides the lowest overall total cost of ownership. With Toshiba and the Managed Print Services program, they can save your office an average of up to 40%. That's savings any business can benefit from. Crosby Muck carries the full line of Toshiba multifunction copiers. In fact, they've had clients who've traded in their old inkjet machines and saved enough in ink to buy their new Toshiba. That's the power of being locally owned and operated. Crosby Muck, celebrating 100 years in business.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our Crisis Stabilization Unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
The world is changing, and radio is changing with it. Now with iHeartRadio, this station, and over 1,500 of the best stations play right on your mobile device. Download iHeartRadio free wherever you download apps, or get started at iHeartRadio.com.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. Obamacare is taking full effect this year with over 15,000 pages of regulations. You need to know how this law affects you. That's why you should get your copy of Obamacare Survival Guide. It's easy to read and the best guide to the new law. Even if you're currently insured or a senior on Medicare or a business owner, a medical profession, or really any citizen, you need the Obamacare Survival Guide. In it, you'll find about hidden taxes, fees, and fines, including a 40% tax on some health plans. I warned you about Obamacare, its rationing, Medicare cuts, and will trigger doctor shortages. Now the Obamacare Survival Guide gives you the simple steps to protect your family. So get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 today by going to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
One of the hardest things to say is, I love you. If you find it difficult to express your feelings, spend an evening with Dr. Gary Chapman, author of The Five Love Languages, on Thursday, April 25th at Powers Auditorium. Millions of couples have learned this simple way to express their feelings and bring joy back into their marriage. Dr. Chapman has helped couples all over the world gain fresh new insights into their relationships. That's Saturday, April 25th, starting at 7:30 p.m. at Stambaugh Auditorium. Tickets are $20, $35, and $45. Order yours online at YoungstownSymphony.com or call 330-744-0264. Brought to you by Achievers USA, offering exclusive leadership training and seminars in Northeast Ohio. That's Dr. Gary Chapman, Thursday, April 25th at Powers Auditorium. Call 330-744-0264 or online at YoungstownSymphony.com.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Well, I'm back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. I've had my lunch. I want to thank Styx for the jerky. You know, Styx, you know why we keep you around.
Yeah, I feed you.
That's why we keep you around. You have to understand.
I wonder why they keep me around.
We're not quite sure yet. You used to bring candy and stuff, but we're on a diet, so you're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ben used to come in here with all kinds of food.
Oh, okay.
But, see, you come in here with healthy food.
Yeah.
Somewhat.
Well,
you came in here with homemade jerky today, so I'm
deer,
really happy.
I mean, you don't get much healthier than deer meat.
Venison. Very good for you, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
This is really good.
It's really lean.
It's really lean. It's homemade deer meat. I cannot believe. And you almost make it almost like Slim Jims, but there's not as much fat.
So was this a harvested one or a roadkill?
Roadkill.
One of my tenants.
One of your tenants?
Wait a minute. One of the tenants that paid the rent.
See, that, no,
got,
they
yeah,
pay the
got,
rent with food. Now, that's not bad.
So you
that's
pay
fine.
Them, are they paying the rent with deer meat?
No. Yeah, he just does that because he likes me, I guess. I don't know.
Because you're a good landlord.
Well, we try.
Yeah.
No. No, yeah. Mm.
You know, what you could do is make jerky out of the bad tenants.
That's not good. Hey, in Arkansas, if you don't pay your rent, they put you in jail for 90 days.
Really?
Uh-huh. State law.
And then who, has to,
like
pay,
that too,
who has to pay the rent for those 90 days?
No, you evict them, and then they put them in rent if they don't make restitution.
Oh, okay.
I thought debtor's prison was illegal, but that sounds about as close to debtor's prison as you can get.
But wait, I have a question, and I'm going to change the subject just a little bit and stay on the vein that you're talking about. Child support. Going to jail for not paying your rent. Well, now, if you don't have a job, it's something different. But if you don't have a job, you don't owe child support. or you don't. You can't pay rent.
Don't you still owe child support even if you don't have a job?
Yeah,
don't they just keep racking it up?
It racks up. But if you're working or you have some kind of income and you don't pay, they'll put you in jail. Well, if they put you in jail, going back to your health care thing, if they put you in jail,
you're going to lose your job.
You're going to lose your job.
Well, hey, Sal, remember what they used to do? Remember what they used to do to you in the service if you got behind on your bills?
They took
you to captain's mast and busted you and fined you.
And then, Tracy, they would make you go down to the admin office, go see the pay clerk, fill out an allotment for that amount, and then you can go back to your regular duties. But either way, they're gonna get that money.
So my question is,
man,
that and as a landlord, that's music to my ears when somebody owes me money. I found out they joined the service. Because all I got to do is get my attorney to send. All he does is send that judgment letter to DFAS in Cleveland, and I start getting money in the mail.
But my question is, if they put me in jail, you can't get paid.
Well, I didn't say it made sense. I don't know how you force somebody to pay their commitment.
Well, Tracy, what's crazy to me is the fact that you've got a female that's collecting child support. And I'm not trying to go over to this side of the discussion. But if you've got a female that's collecting child support and she is not gainfully employed, the court will not penalize her. But if the male doesn't pay the child support, he is penalized.
Say that again. Say that slowly.
Otherwise, it's okay for a woman to be a housewife.
And collect child support.
And collect child support.
If that woman is ordered to pay her husband child support and she loses her job, does it still add up?
Yeah, it still adds up.
Same thing, right.
You got a point there, South Carolina, but my question goes to why is it that a woman can have custody of a child and not? And I mean, you have to understand, there are women out there that are getting enough child support from men that they don't have to work.
See, if they had to give an accountability for all the money, I wouldn't see anything wrong with that.
They don't have to.
What I'm saying is, if you're getting $1,000 a month child support and you don't want to work, you should have to turn in $1,000 worth of receipts a month showing exactly where that money went.
No. I agree. Now, I think they ought to have accountability for child support. My question is, when I look at this.
Especially if it was a woman that was a housewife prior to the divorce.
No, if you're a housewife prior to the divorce, you might get alimony. So that's something different. But we're just talking about just plain child support. I know women who make enough in child support. They don't have to work.
I'm sure there's a lot of that. I worked in the mill.
She's not my sister-in-law, but she was very close to it. But her and my brother had two kids together, and he's paying right below $2,000 a month in child support.
Mm-hmm. I worked with a lot of guys in the steel mill. The ex-wife got one check a month, and he got one check a month.
Yeah, but I got friends who they have ex-wives and they pay maybe $7,000 a month in child support.
Yeah, but you run in a whole different circle.
Listen to what I'm saying, and she doesn't have to work.
No, she's getting $7,000 a month. I guarantee you, she ain't got to work.
You're missing what I'm saying is she doesn't have to work, and so since she doesn't have to work, she doesn't have to hold it accountable. She can do anything she wants with that $7,000 without any accountability.
And that's where you and I agree. She ought to have to account for the $7,000.
So why does she get to stay home and not work, but he gets to pay a lump sum? I think that was your question, Ben?
Yes.
Yeah, because, I mean, you have to look at that number. Because, I mean, if it's $5,000 a month, I mean, you can look at two kids, three kids, depends on the income. You can marry a doctor and have that kind of child support.
But the argument could be made if they were still married, she would be staying home and raising the children.
Yeah.
I could make that argument.
I can see that side, too.
And as long as she's accounting for the money.
She's not accounting. This is not accounting. This is just.
See, that's the issue here is the accounting of the money.
I don't have to account.
If you're getting $84,000 a year in child support, you ought to have to account for $84,000.
Well, I didn't even get $50 a child support, $50 a month in child support. You should account for it.
Yeah, no, regardless. No,
yeah,
you should have to, because you got to make sure the money's going to the right things.
Right.
You got to realize people get that kind of money and still don't pay the bill. Now that's where you get upset with rent.
Right. Absolutely.
Now that would make you really chap your high.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I think child support should be given to you on a card like they do the food stamps now. That way it can only be used for certain things. Oh, they do?
Then they do.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They don't, I don't think they do that here, do they?
I don't know if they do that in Ohio or not, but I think that would be an intelligent way to go about things.
It wouldn't be that hard either, because we've got a health savings account that has a debit card attached to it. And the other day I picked up some medicine for my wife, and I had some supplements along with it. And she rang it up, and it just refused to pay for the supplements. Somehow, with the codes and stuff, it knew that wasn't on the list.
But they're not going to do that. That's too much like right. And women, I mean, I want to talk about, I mean, women are too much in charge now. We're not going to let that happen. Don't you see that it is women that is lesbians that are pushing this gay rights thing? You don't see any too many black males up there.
I did see the one guy that had the big... Did you see the guy with the tutu?
No, but I did see the guy... I saw two men and two women on Time magazine this past week.
Oh, there was a guy at one of these protests with a tutu and a set of devil horns on, and had a sign that says, "Hell's really going to be great."
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah.
That hurts my heart.
Yep.
That hurts my heart. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. We had a shooting here in Ashtabula. Guy went into a church here yesterday, Easter Sunday, and shot his dad.
Heard about that down here, Tracy.
Yeah, I know. That's all over the news. That's all over the news, the national news. That's here.
Wow. He must have not liked his Easter basket.
Something. I think he was 27, 28 years old.
Yeah, he's, from what I can read and understand, he was yelling something, and God be the glory or something like that.
Will of Allah.
No.
It was a
will of Allah?
I'm pulling it up.
Yeah.
So the son was a Muslim, converted, and the father was a Baptist?
No, Church of God in Christ. No, they're Pentecostal. That's Pentecostal. A gospel church. I was surprised.
Wow.
According to The Blaze, Rashad Riddle waited outside of the church until his family came out. He said a few words before shooting his father, Richard Riddle, who died at the scene. The shooter didn't leave the scene following the shooting.
No, he stayed. He stayed for the fanfare.
According to WYTV, the suspected shooter yelled, "The will of Allah. This is the will of God," either before or after the murder.
Wow. So, have we gone off our rockers yet?
I just want to know why there was nobody there to shoot back.
Well, you know, we don't. You know, it's against the law still to carry a gun in church, isn't it?
No.
Yes. Yes and no. If the church has to post permission. It's just the exact opposite for a church as it is for a business.
I mean,
the business has to post you're not allowed to bring your gun in Ohio, but a church has to post that your gun is permissible.
And I think that's in the appellate court right now also, I think.
Okay.
Because if a state law says you can conceal and carry anywhere, then you can conceal and carry anywhere. It's the business cannot post you may not have a gun in here.
I thought it was part of the law.
I think it's part of the law.
That's on the
I took my class, I know they said I couldn't take it to church.
Right, that's in the appellate court right now. So we'll see what happens with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
South Carolina, can you guys have CCWs down there, don't you?
Yeah. Matter of fact, in South Carolina, there's a bill in the South Carolina House now that will allow you to open carry.
See, we've always had open carry.
Everywhere. We have open carry here.
Yeah.
Why do people want to openly carry?
Actually, well, I think that's
as a deterrent.
Yeah, that's the smartest thing to do. I mean, if you're in line at a bank and you've got your open carry showing, a bank robber is going to think twice before he pulls his gun and comes on in there.
I've been told that you can't open carry in a bank. You just can't conceal carry in a bank.
You can't do either one in a bank. Can you? I don't think you can.
I got a friend,
liquor establishment.
No, liquor establishment you can too now, as long as you're not drinking.
Yeah, as long as you're not.
Those laws were changed.
You can
school
go to
zones.
Applebee's. You can carry an Applebee's.
School zone, I can't?
And you know when you drive by a school zone and it goes down to 20 miles per hour?
Yeah.
Well, before you had to take your gun out, put it in a trunk, and secure it, take it, unload it.
Are you serious?
Yes, but that has changed since, as of last year, or
maybe
2 years ago.
As long as you don't get out of the car.
Right, right. You may keep your gun concealed and carry it on you driving through the school zone now.
So the number is 347-945-5229. Again, it is open mic. So when I go to pick up my kid.
You're okay. You can keep your CC concealed.
In my car.
Mm-hmm.
But I get out my car.
You got to put it in, you leave it in your car, unload it, lock it, secure it.
Wow. And liquor establishments I can carry in now?
Yes, as long as you, bars. I think bars, as long as they serve food.
Right.
And you are not drinking. The moment you have any alcoholic beverage, you're breaking the law, you're illegal.
Wow.
So, I don't drink. I'm not saying I don't drink. I just, very rarely will you see me drink. So it's okay
you,
for
you
me.
You don't drink so you can carry a gun.
Right. Into a liquor establishment. So.
You think you have the guts to shoot?
I pray to God I never have to find out. You know, if it comes to protecting my family, my friends, I've got no doubt in my mind that I would, you know, use it. But I pray to God that never happens.
That's... You know, that's the classic thing. Everybody says, if you carry a gun, what are you afraid of? Well,
nothing.
I'm not. Well, no. I mean, if I was afraid that something was going to happen, I just wouldn't go there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wear my seatbelt too, but I don't think I'm going to get in an accident.
Right. You don't plan for it. You never can plan for those situations. You know, that's why you take classes on safety and on gun safety, as well as, you know, the same thing when people take karate lessons. Or any kind of martial arts. What are they taking it for? What are they taking it to protect themselves in the hope that they never have to use it?
Right.
You know, same thing you take your concealed carry class for. You take it to protect yourself in the hopes that you never have to use it.
Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. I want to bring up, you know, I'm not apologizing for talking about race here because we talk about it a lot.
Right.
But if you look at what's going on and what's on the rise right now, you see a lot of white supremacist gangs on the rise. And there was a prosecutor, I believe, in Colorado who was killed by a white supremacist, an ex-convict. And we think that it can't happen here. And we think that we are, and things are not as they should. Are you okay, Sticks? Because it looks like you're going to take your computer and throw it out the wall.
Yeah, we're working on that.
Okay, just check it. And I think if we get a better understanding and a better clarity between all people, we'll be able to cohabitate a whole lot better.
Most definitely.
Well, what's scary is in Europe, the Aryan nation, the white supremacists and the Nazis are starting to gain power again as their finances are collapsing.
Same thing that happened before.
Yep.
Look up 1934.
What happened?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
1934.
Yeah, we're
I
we're,
wasn't born then.
What
happened then? What was in the news then?
We're replaying the rise of National Socialism.
Socialism.
Mm-hmm. Socialism and National Socialism throughout Europe. The New Dawn Party in Greece is an example of that.
Always happens when there's an economic collapse. And what happens generally, and you can look at this throughout history, groups of people come to power, and the only way that they can maintain their power and sort of fix the economic collapse is to take from the less fortunate in society and destroy them. There was a reason why the Germans went into the ghettos to eliminate the Jews. It wasn't because they didn't like Jewish people. It was because they wanted the money that the Jewish people had, and they were the easiest ones to get the money from, the gold teeth, the businesses, everything from. Same thing could happen here in America. It's happening in Greece.
Listen to this.
Well,
Go ahead.
They're getting ready to take 60% of everybody. Well, everybody over 250,000 euros.
In Cyprus.
In Cyprus.
Yeah, which means it's, you know.
But
the reason why I brought this up was because someone wrote on their Facebook page, "I don't appreciate my money being taken from me and given to someone because they're foolish enough not to to have a bunch of babies. They get something like $3,800 and a kid." And, I mean, they're just screaming about the money that's coming out of their payment for food and for entitlement programs.
Mm-hmm.
And they're screaming and hollering and yelling. And my family told me that I need to join the Republicans because I don't want to help the poor.
No, it's...
I'm just reading the Facebook post, but his family is the one
that's assuming, making an assumption that he doesn't want to help the poor. No. What he doesn't want to is be taken advantage by lazy people.
Hold on.
People.
I'm not done yet.
Not the poor. So, lazy people.
So sign me up, because this is not fair.
This is it's one of the reasons why I'm here.
I work every day for my money.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to take it and give it to some trifling person. And I'm paraphrasing all this.
Mm-hmm.
They want to give it to some trifling person that doesn't want to get a job and live and have 50 kids and say they made it out.
Right. Well, listen, I told you, I think, a couple of years ago, my nephew, 15 years old, his dad, big union member, works out of GM. He came, worked with me for a day. And I said, you come with me, I'll take care of you, right? Well, let me tell a story now. Let me finish this because it's very, very potent, you know, because his dad's trying to make him a Democrat, right? So at the end of the day, I give my nephew $40. And I say, okay, here's $40 here. But see that guy out there sitting there begging for food, begging for a job? You got to go give him 20 of that, okay? And then $10 you got to set aside for taxes, a quarter of it, okay? You got to set aside for taxes. So here's $10. You know what he said? He says, Uncle Ben, that's not fair. I said, welcome to the Republican Party.
No, hold on. Now listen to this. Listen to this. I'm reading the post. I got to be finished with the posting.
Mm-hmm.
So someone writes in and says, I'm laughing because it's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Another person says, wow. And everybody wants to know that Tracy see this because you have to start joining forces.
Mm-hmm.
Then it says, no, but she would. And you got to these are all liberal people having this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
There are no Republicans in this conversation.
Oh, really?
And so and what's happening is this person just got done filing their taxes, and they got to write a check.
Mm-hmm.
So I come down, and I'm pulling down, and this has been going on for a couple days now. And I said, you know, it looks like you're beginning to smell the coffee. You know, you're a conservative.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not a conservative because I'm still for gay marriage and I don't make enough to be a part of the party.
Hmm.
But why is it when you look at the stats, conservatives on average across the board give a larger percentage of their income voluntarily to charity than liberals do? But we're the evil people that don't want to help the poor.
Hmm.
Explain that to me.
Because they look at entitlements from the government different than entitlements from philanthropy. Because they don't realize that the money that the philanthropic groups give, a lot of those are out of their own pocket.
Well, I got into a discussion on Facebook the other day with a guy, and he said, well, people shouldn't have to go beg to a religious organization. Well, what's the difference between begging from a religious organization or begging from a government bureaucrat?
The difference is
about 10%.
We've made the government God.
Mm-hmm.
We have allowed bad teachers who are uninformed to teach government and civics from a misinformed and uneducated viewpoint.
I honestly think
those entitlement programs are not constitutional. I mean, where in the Constitution does it say entitlement programs? Show me.
I disagree with you, Tracy. I don't think they're bad teachers. I think it's by design.
This is what I'm saying. And they are bad teachers because any teacher that is uninformed about what a subject they're teaching is a bad teacher.
And
you have uninformed teachers teaching civics and government and they're teaching it from a perspective of ignorance in its entirety and bias.
I think they're just teaching what they were taught in teacher college.
Yes and no, because remember, the majority of them are teaching textbooks.
Yeah, you know, and the textbooks are all changed from your
if the textbooks, if the textbooks are wrong, mm-hmm. and they're teaching it, then you really can't hold them responsible for it.
I can't hold them responsible because they ought to know better.
Well, yes and no, Tracy. Yes and no. I mean, I understand what you're saying there, but the issue is, if you go to court and if you took them to court for it, they're going to go and say that the district is the one that set up the curriculum, and they have to teach the curriculum, whether they believe it or not. That's your defense.
But remember, if you read it in a book and it says 1 + 1 = 4, when do
right.
you question it? You got to know. You ought to have it up
front.
You ought to know up front when you're teaching something that's incorrect. Would you not know?
No, I mean, but you do have restrictions placed on you by your union. You know, by the education rules and regulations of the state over what you can and cannot teach. I mean, they're, you know, if you think, you know, you take a religious standpoint and teach the Bible's perspective saying that gay marriage is wrong, you're now guilty of a hate crime in some states. What's that?
It's kind of like this, though, Ben. I mean, you know, I had a little discussion this morning with someone over Facebook, and they were showing a tape where this teacher's aide was locked up because they said that she was harassing and stalking this kid. And the kid was afraid to get on the bus. Now, this is a teacher's aide. And I went and I looked at the tape, and I'm like, this is crazy. The little kid kicked his mama. He got on the bus, and the teacher then said, you know what? If I ever see you kick your mama like that again or hit your mama like that again, it's going to be on between me and you. And some other stuff that she was saying, you know, and she's telling the kid to put the seatbelt on, and the kid's saying, no, 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 no. And I'm like, they locked her up for that? For harassment?
And can
I'm
I play
like,
this?
This is crazy.
South Carolina, can I play this?
Yes, I think so.
Because I didn't get to hear it. I saw you when you posted it, but I didn't get to hear it.
Yeah, I think you're going to find it interesting.
Give me a minute. I got to plug it in because I'm not prepared.
The video is disturbing.
No, we're not ready yet. The video might be disturbing, but we're not ready for the disturbing video. The number is
what? Hey, give a number out. Somebody say something. 347-945-5229.
There you go. We are in business.
Yeah.
Now.
Open mic today.
Completely inappropriate and unacceptable.
But Port St. Lucie police say it reveals how a 5-year-old boy with disabilities was harassed repeatedly by his school bus aide, 37-year-old Danita McPherson.
You want to have a meeting today? Now! Yes, you are. Right now! Yes, you are. Here.
McPherson is seen on school bus surveillance video verbally attacking the boy. Police say the harassment happened while the child rode his bus to and from school on multiple occasions.
Every next time I get off this bus and see you in the morning time hitting on your mom, it's going to be me and you. You understand?
Yes.
Huh? Yes, ma'am. Say yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, you got it. Hey, what?
According to the affidavit, McPherson would bully the child, yell at the child, and threaten the child, bringing him to tears.
What did I tell you? Huh? What did I tell you?
He needs to cry.
Put that now. Okay, cry. Boo, 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 boo. Boo, 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 boo.
Police were alerted about the situation by school security and DCF back in December. They say the case was presented to the state attorney's office after an extensive investigation.
As far as I'm concerned, she should be ashamed of her behavior for acting this way towards this child. It was an innocent victim, and we need to protect these kids, and it's a violation of public trust as far as I'm concerned.
That's why I ain't teaching. If y'all want to know why I ain't teaching, because I've been in jail. I got suspended when I was working at Juvenile Justice Center because the little girl came in and called her mama the B. I told her I'd put her through that wall.
As far as that child being corrected for kicking her mother or his mother, I'm 100% behind the teacher's aid, but for the verbal abuse and the other things, I mean, and you got to remember, we're just seeing snippets. We're not seeing the whole tape. So my opinion could change, you know.
Yeah.
But from what I understand,
let me tell you something. You got to understand. Now, this is what I told my friend there on Facebook. I said you're dealing with a cultural difference here. Okay.
Thank you very much.
That kind of conversation or back and forth in the black community is not acceptable from a child. Okay.
No.
Right. And that's why I agree with the child being disciplined right then and there.
But you have to understand, me telling a child that if I see you put your hands on your mama again,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to lay you out.
That's okay.
That's abusive. That's what they're saying.
That's not abusive.
It's not abusive.
What
I'm saying, they're looking at that like it's a. I just got locked down.
I will tell a stranger that if I see a stranger's kid beating somebody or kicking her mom, I'll stick up. You know, that's,
yeah.
I'm sorry, even if the parent doesn't. Yeah. Like I said, it's all situation.
You don't allow, a society does not allow male children to hit their mothers.
At all.
Period.
Whether they're handicapped or anything.
Did you say a male child?
Male.
Right.
Female, too, for most.
Female in most cases, but definitely not males, because it sets a bad precedent.
Oh,
yes.
Hold on. Listen, I'm a female, and I'm a bad girl.
Listen.
You never hit your mama, did you?
No, if I kicked my mother, I wouldn't hear, bow, how, how. I'd be upside my head, knocked down.
You want to see child abuse?
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, you want to see child abuse? Let me go home tonight and slap my mama and watch child, as old as she is, watch child abuse rise
she'll
up.
She'll take you to within an inch of your life, won't she?
She'll give you the old Bill Cosby line, I brought you in this world, I'll take you out and make another one look just like you.
Ask Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
Marvin Gaye, ask him what happens when you go home and hit your daddy.
Not good.
Not good. He's pushing up daisies today. We ain't heard him sing since.
Not good.
360, your mic is on.
Hey.
Can
you see what's happening?
Get that woman give her a doggone medal, because that's what she deserves for putting up those kids on that bus, for sure.
I agree with you.
I had to do something otherwise. I wanted to do it on the air. Is thank one man Sticks for saving my life. He fixed my car the other day and saved my life and some money for me, so I really appreciate him. I want y'all to give him a great, great big round of applause right there, because people don't think the people are good people anymore, and we have the good people on our show.
I ain't fixing your car, so okay.
I'm clapping.
Yeah, but as soon as you left, I went in the house. My wife says, hey, by the way, my car needs brakes. So guess what I spent the rest of the day doing?
You should have called me back. I didn't have to put them on, man.
I know. It wasn't no big deal.
Oh, well, I appreciate it. I definitely do. No, this woman deserves a medal, you know, because she's dealing with these kids that are on their way to hell because they don't know how to control themselves. And, you know, you can't do a thing, you know, if you don't discipline a child, if a child's not disciplined, you can't teach them a doggone thing. And that's what the biggest problem is in the school system. You know, you worked in them, I worked in them.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't do it. If this child cannot keep still, if he cannot respect mama and the teacher, it's over. And it's over. Not only is it over for him, it's over for probably about 15% to 20% of the class.
Kid was on a bus. This kid was on a bus.
He's acting that way on a bus, he's acting that way in class, too. So he's disrupting class, guarantee you. And the rest of the kids are finding it hard to learn. And they end up dumbing down the whole system, to deal with that, with that child. They'll say, well, he can't learn because he's got this, that, and the other. No, he can learn just fine.
Might not be able to learn 1, 2, 3, but he can learn how to sit his behind down in a chair.
Absolutely. If he does that, he's going to learn 1, 2, 3. That's a proven fact. So that's the whole deal. If you can teach him to sit down in a chair and be quiet, he's going to learn how to do 1, 2, 3. But if you don't, he's finished.
South Carolina, what were you saying?
Well, the thing about it is, I'm looking at this, and this lady sent me the reply back and said that was abuse, and I'm like, that is commonplace, everyday behavior in the African American community. That is what we call positive reinforcement. But they're saying it's abuse. So tell me, what's going to happen when the next African American mother
is at
the Walmart and she is, you know, she is trying to correct her child, and some lady comes by and say, "Well, that's inappropriate. I'm calling the police."
That's what I mean. I've watched the system take power out of parents' hands for trying to correct children. Because once they call children's services on you, you have lost all say over your child.
And once they get into that system, Tracy, it is a monster to get out of.
You can't.
I mean, it is an absolute monster.
You can't.
So why
would we allow it, and why don't we speak to it? Because if you can't control, and this was a black woman on the bus.
Yeah.
Chastising this child and verbally talking to this kid who hit his black mother.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to go to this white school with this white teacher who's going to be scared of him no matter what, just based on how the media and how society has told white women to be afraid of black people anyhow. How's she going to handle him?
Mm-mm-mm. There is no way to handle it.
And multiply that child by thousands that are in the school districts across this country. And then wonder why yesterday on the front page of the Youngstown Vindicator, you had the school board split based upon the superintendent and his practices, because they don't like change. They don't understand change, but yet he's trying to overcome circumstances that are societal and systemic, because it's very, very hard for you to actually take authority over a classroom when the child has all the power in the classroom.
Well, was it you? Somebody has made the statement, you know, the more you train a dog, the more it acts like a human. The less you train a human, the more it acts like a dog.
No, Sticks, I ain't never said that.
Never said that.
But I like that, though. I got to remember that one.
And that's the problem with a lot of children. Is they lack the discipline and the training to operate in the society.
And then when you couple that with not, because let's face it, back in the day we had children that were not good in school, misbehaved, but the teachers were able to discipline them.
Right.
They had authority over them, and that's the problem that we have today. Nobody has authority over children.
Right.
So now how do
you can't take them out of class and make them go sit in the hallway.
Oh, no, wait a minute. No, don't skip taking them out to class. We don't even, they suspend kids for the dumbest things. A little girl brought a butter knife to school not too long ago, and they took her out.
Yeah, a little girl with braces.
Yeah, she had butter knife. She wanted to cut up her little apple because she couldn't dig into the apple with her teeth.
What about the little boy that cut his, or chewed his Pop-Tart into the shape of a gun? They expelled him, too.
That's what I'm saying. So now let's look at this. We expel children, we suspend children, and take them out of the learning environment. But if you don't teach a child how to sit down in a classroom, how can you actually advance? And if nobody has control over the child, who does the child listen to? His inner ear?
Well, what about the group of teachers down in, was it Georgia, Atlanta, that got convicted of cheating on tests so they can bring up the scores for their state and national, whatever thing? I mean, the whole system's corrupt. It's broke. I don't think unions should have anything to do with schools whatsoever.
They'll never
I don't.
About
I don't think there should.
Well, I know that. I know they're not.
I don't believe in public education. I don't believe in compulsory education. I don't believe in public education.
You don't. But there's a lot of families there that depend on it because they either it's a single parent household or both parents have to work. You know. So you may not believe in it, but it's there. We've got to make it better.
So we've got a national babysitter service.
Absolutely.
Going back to what I said to you at the beginning of the show. I don't have a choice. If I have a child tomorrow and I'm not married, I'm going to homeschool the kid?
Yeah, as you're working your day job.
Oh, and my night job.
Yeah.
Because you
got to have two now.
I got to have two.
Incomes to support a family, especially a child.
If you're going to do, unless I go on the system.
And you know as well as me, Sticks, there are deadbeat fathers out there that do not pay, support their children. So, you know.
What am I going to
do? What about straight vouchers?
You go find
your own school for your own kid.
Vouchers are not going to do anything but dilute the education of where the voucher went. Because if Youngstown closes up and all they do is take the remaining 6,000 children.
Send them to Boardman.
And send them to Boardman.
Boardman schools are not.
What do you think Boardman schools are going to do?
Right. Boardman, they're going to get vouchers and send them back to Canfield. And Canfield's going to, so on and so forth.
Because if you still have the same child going into the same school, not sitting in the same chair, not learning anything, all it's going to do is disrupt the rest of the classroom.
Right. I mean.
But what about the success that they had in D.C.?
Remember, it was an accountability thing. They dismantled the union and the voucher program. It was more than vouchers. It was about accountability in the classroom.
Right.
And they took the union. Remember, she fired.
She took the unions.
She fired teachers that were not effective.
Mm. Right. She got rid of the unions.
Mm-hmm.
And they got rid of her.
And the problem was,
yeah, they did.
Is that instead of breeding or teaching inadequately children to be raised up and not intelligent enough that they were, you know, so they become Democrats, right? Instead, they were becoming smart, educated young adults that were going to grow up and become Republicans. And that's what the union didn't like.
Remember, you got to understand that. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. So let's really look at what happened here.
So we're holding children hostage for political purposes.
Exactly.
They make money.
Right. In
remember,
fact,
poor people, you make money on poor people.
Norfolk, Virginia, now just put together a program where they can keep the children till 7:30 at night. What for other than indoctrination? Can
well,
you
yeah,
think
the,
that reason?
The president wants to take my kid at 3 years old by force.
Right. Well, and what? Why did Hitler start his Hitler Youth Movement?
I don't need you. I have your children.
Right, exactly. So that's what they're doing again in America.
And when you are uneducated and when you're unknowledgeable,
well,
what do? You create a slave.
A
slave society.
Not only that. The most ruthless people are uneducated and indoctrinated.
But again, they might be ruthless, but they're controllable.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
That's the problem.
No. They're controllable because what you do is you begin to brainwash them, and because they don't know what
they're doing,
they follow and they don't lead. They don't ask questions.
Look at Hitler's brown shirts. There's an indoctrinated class of people that was extremely worthless or ruthless.
Well, they were handpicked because of their ruthless prowess, I guess is what you can call it, because they were thinking that they would have to take over the government not by election like happened, but by force.
But they're controllable.
So that's why they had the brown.
But they're controllable. Because remember, ruthless people are weak-minded people. That's why when you get into
That's not true whatsoever.
Yeah, I don't agree.
No,
well, you have to realize.
Hold on. Look at some of your most.
Okay. But you know what happened to a lot of those brown shirt people after Hitler took power?
What happened?
He had them executed.
Why?
Because they were not controllable.
They were his useful idiots.
Yes. Once their job was completed in society.
Hold on. Once their job was completed in society.
He had them executed.
Hold on. Once their job was, but how did he get them to do their job that he needed to have completed?
He provided them with what they thought was what they wanted.
So can I say that that's not a sense of control?
It is a sense of control, but.
Were they not weak-minded because they did not question
no.
it?
No,
they weren't weak-minded. You got to be very strong-minded to kill, to murder, to maim, to intimidate.
No,
yes, you
not
do.
Only that.
Yes, you
let,
do.
Let me do this one real quick. No, it's not weak-minded. It was survival. These people were given, you're either going to starve to death, or we're going to kill you, or you're going to do what we need you to do. And they had no place to go.
Okay,
so the thing is,
Now look at this. Now think about this. Let's look at people who are violent, that violently incarcerated.
Now that's a different story.
Okay, are they not weak-minded?
Uh-uh.
All right.
No, they're not weak-minded at all.
No. Let's look at our own government.
In fact, they're very strong-minded, and they're strong-minded to the point of taking another life. Not only that, they're strong-minded,
and I'll prove it to
they just learned a set of skills.
I will prove it to you.
I will say it this way then. If you don't like the word strong-minded, smart people learn how to get themselves out of situations without being incarcerated.
Or, I mean,
they
have to realize our own government.
They learn how to fight and control others where they sit on the sideline.
Forget the brown shirts. Let's look at American citizens who conducted tests with LSD on other American citizens. Okay,
right.
That probably could have, and I'm sure there were cases where the person OD'd and died.
Okay.
Okay. That was our own CIA.
Controlled by whom?
Well,
again. They were controlled by whom?
Once again,
they were controlled by whom? Did they do it on their own without anyone telling them to, or were they a part of something that they were controlled by it?
They are their own entity, and they take care of their own situation.
It was. But there is a mastermind or a plan who is actually, they're actually going through with the process. Am I correct? So are they following or are they leading?
No, they're leading because they have their own society, Tracy.
No, Jeff, answer the question. If I do it and I didn't come up with the plan, but I'm following the plan, am I leading or am I following?
It depends. For every organization, there has to be a leader. Yes, there's a hierarchy inside the CIA, FBI, et cetera, et cetera. And they do have their own agendas. However, the people that work for them are people that work for them. That's the thing. If you work for your boss, you're likely to do what your boss wants you to do. Many times you don't know what you're doing if you don't know the technicality of what you're doing. But the thing is it's not just that they're followers. You know, people are living. The life is set up as a situational work situation where the strongest person is going to be the leader. And that person that has most of the controls is going to be the leader. There's no way around it. It doesn't make the others weak. It just makes them less armed than the other person.
Let me rephrase this, and let's bring this to what's going on now. Right now, we have a society of people who are now getting ready to, and they are embracing, and you see it across the nation. You see people who say that they have a huge moral value embracing same-sex marriage. Are they weak? Are they weak-minded, or are they strong?
Yes. Yes, because they're going against their own principles. That's a big difference.
You got to be strong to go against your own personal beliefs.
No, you don't. You have to be a wimp to not do your own personal beliefs. But these people that are committing murder, they believe what they're doing. Now they're not doing this for no reason. They're doing it for a reason.
So the guy who shot his father yesterday and said something Allah, weak or strong.
Yeah. Crazy.
Deranged.
Right. Crazy.
Deranged or weak or strong?
Deranged.
Hold on. There's a lot of people over in the Middle East blowing up a whole lot of stuff in the name of Allah.
They're not crazy. They're not weak-minded either. See, what I'm saying is
I don't agree.
I understand, but let me say something and I'll leave it alone. The reason that I'm saying anything is like this. People get on people that get caught up on drugs, and they call them weak-minded. And the person actually just lacks the knowledge of how to handle what he's dealing with. It doesn't make him weak.
But that's something different, Jeff.
No, it's not something different.
No. Getting into drugs, that's like when we were talking earlier about rent and circumstances and why you have a television and cigarettes and beer but don't pay rent. I wasn't talking about the rump.
If I could finish my point, I'll tie it together so you understand where I'm coming from. They're all the same thing. They're survival. A person who wants to get high, he wants to get high because he thinks he's got to have it. Okay? His own mind has been used against him. That's the plan of the devil. He always uses you against yourself. Whether it comes to you working for Hitler, whether it comes to you working for the drug dealer on the corner, that has an army of people that's his family that controls the streets. It's still the same dynamic. It's always the same. Weak-minded people are people that don't have any motivation whatsoever, and they just go along with stuff because they'd rather not go along. They'd rather let, well, I can't do it myself. Let the government do it for me. That's weak-minded people.
I disagree wholeheartedly because I look at Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, are they weak-minded or are they strong-minded?
But they're very strong-minded because they've been paid off. They're surviving. But nobody else is that's under their care.
Because if you look at what's happened inside of our society with politicians and those people who have taken bribes and who have done things, they're very, very weak. Very weak-minded.
I don't think they are. Well,
and that's why we disagree. Because I think they're weak. I do. Because anybody
why
would
they be weak? What's weak about that? They have to now listen to me. What's weak about being a drug dealer?
Because there are other ways to make the same amount of money.
Because you can't if you can't stick with the courage of your convictions, you're a weak-minded person.
They don't have any convictions, Sticks. They're not raised with any.
No. We got some people that are raised with convictions that still do some stuff they had no business doing, and selling some drugs. Because you see them coming out the same home. You see their brothers, and they're raised. I mean, you look at family dynamics, and people are raised with the same morals, the same fabric. And then you got that one, and you wonder where in the world that came from. And they're out there doing stuff that you would never think that they would do, just based upon.
You got people doing stuff that they know is wrong just because it feels good for 35 seconds, and that's weak conviction, weak mind.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you have to have a conviction to go there, though, Sticks.
But they got a conviction.
Thing.
They just keep on doing. They like what they do, and so they do it. Hold on. Go ahead, Alex.
Christ, that's my point. My point is just what you just said.
And what I'm saying is they're weak-minded.
No,
people that do things outside of people that do things that they know could ultimately push them in somewhere else, and other people manipulate them the way they do, they become weak-minded. Alex, go ahead. Your mic is on. I only got about a minute before I go to break.
I was just calling in to say, hey, yeah.
Hey.
just listening to the combo. I think people, I don't agree that people are weak-minded, though. I mean, people are... You know, if people are misled, I mean, they can be very, very strong and just being misled. You know, that doesn't mean that they're necessarily weak-minded, though. So people are just, you know, that's the power of education.
Persuasion?
And persuasion, yeah, and the media and everything. You know, people will, you know, burn you to the stake about something that they had very little understanding about themselves, and or defend things tooth and nail, like Obama. They defend Obama tooth and nail, even though he's, you know, dead wrong on all this stuff, and they don't know why that they're defending it, but they're just programmed to.
That's weak mindedness.
That's weak mindedness.
Can strong minded people be manipulated, Alex?
I got to take my break. I'll be right back.
Absolutely.
The number is 347-945-5229. We'll see you on the other side of my break.
You're listening to the
What's
Valley
going on,
News
Alex?
Talk.
Hey.
Alex.
How's it,
what's going on,
hey,
buddy?
Oh, you know, hanging in there, you know.
That's all right. I'm headed, taking my daughter back to school. That's what I'm getting. I'm not in there today, so...
Your daughter's in college, right?
Yes, she's in college.
Where's your daughter going to?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Alex.
I was just curious. What school
your
daughter going to?
Anderson University in Anderson, Indiana.
Oh, okay. All right. That's cool.
It's
a bit of a drive.
Yeah, five and a half. And I'm just leaving, so I'm not getting back till the middle of the night. It's going to be rough.
When I saw that video of the sister, I was like, you got to be joking, right? You have got to be joking. And they're serious. You're talking about
you know, state attorney general and all of them getting involved in this thing. Like she had beat the hell out of the kid or something.
Hey, I'll get you guys on the other side. I got to get this call.
All right. Hey, what video are you talking about, Sal?
There was a lady that she is a school bus, a school aide. And what has happened is there was a kid that got on the bus. The kid had apparently hit his mom. And when he got on the bus, the lady kind of chastised him. She didn't hit him. She just spoke to him and said, if I ever see you do that again, it's going to be me and you. And the kid was also, you know, talking back to her, and she was trying to get the kid to put the seatbelt on. He kept saying, no, no, no. And so apparently the mom turned the lady in, and they actually arrested her, saying that she stalked and abused the kid.
Wow.
And so now she is being prosecuted for that.
Wow, I tell you, these parents these days are just, I don't know.
Alex, I'm gonna tell you, man, if I even thought about talking back, or even if, no, thinking about raising my hand to my mom or my dad, no, y'all would be talking to me on the radio.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't even, you know, I couldn't even have, like, even inflection in my voice to act like I was having to get an attitude or anything. Like, who are you talking to? You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, man. Like, these parents today, man, I don't understand it. Yeah, and I'm one of them, too. And it's, I guess maybe I still have old school values or something, but... You know, my kids can't, you know, they have to be very careful how they speak to me or their mother. And, you know, there's no, you're not going to be talking like you're an adult, you know.
Yeah.
It's just, but parents these days, they let their kids carry on and talk to them any kind of way. And so it's then like, how do you expect them to respect you as a parent if they can just talk to you like they one of your friends or something, you know, one of your peers? It's, I don't know. It's insane. It's absolutely insane.
It is quite insane. And, you know, my wife, you know, she teaches and she has to go through that where, you know, like now, this time of year, you're in the last 9 weeks. And for the whole year, she has been telling this parent, listen, you know, there may be something wrong with your kid. He may have to, you know, need some medication to deal with what he's dealing with, you know. And the parent has just ignored her the whole year and just has not done anything to try and get the situation taken care of. Now in the last 9 weeks of the year, he's failing horribly. And now the parent wants to, you know, try and get him evaluated. So he won't flunk. But it's not that the kid can't do the work. The kid's just so bad in class. He won't listen. He won't comply.
No, wow.
You know, and the mom, can't control him. So
Tracy,
I mean,
and friends, 600 a.m.
You forgot to hit the button, though.
Yeah.
Oh, they were off. We forgot to hit the button.
Oh, that's all right.
We were talking inside our heads. Yeah, but we were getting out. Hey, listen, I want to apologize. We've had some technical difficulties the last couple of weeks,
mm-hmm.
and some that are beyond my control. iHeart has been down, and so has streaming. So I wonder what the world was going on. We haven't been able to get out.
Oh,
so
okay.
Outside of Blog Talk Radio and outside of our terrestrial radio, we haven't been able to get out on the stream or get out on iHeart. So I'm so very, very sorry. But hopefully as soon as the parts get in, because we're waiting on parts right now, we'll be up and going. So please stick and stay with us, and I promise you we'll be back up doing this this digital thing.
Yeah.
See, the digital stuff didn't work.
What do you think is going to happen tomorrow at the State of the Union?
State of the Union of what?
Aren't we coming up on a...
State of the
Union, yearly State of the Union address coming up?
That was in January. April Fool's. No.
Oh, it's guys got me again.
State of Union is January 20th. Go away, or 22nd, or 25th, or something in January.
She ruined the whole joke, Sticks.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
But I found out that their African Americans are going to become Republicans.
They
were once.
April Fool! The number is 347-945-5229. Did you bring us up and tell it was Tracy and Friends and give the number and all that?
No, I didn't do all that.
You're listening to Tracy and Friends here in the afternoon. It's 6 minutes after. Did you give the time?
Nope.
It's 6 minutes after the hour, 2 o'clock here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We do want to hear from you today. It has been open mic. Jeff is on the phone. Alex is on the phone. South Carolina is on the phone. And Sticks and Ben and I are in the studio. And right now the studio is very, very hot. When I came in, it was very, very cold,
mm-hmm.
and now it's very, very hot. Sorry, guys.
That's all right.
Okay.
No climate control in here.
None.
Mm.
Hey, Alex, warming. You missed dinner yesterday.
Yeah, I was busy moving over the weekend, so.
You moving back to Ohio?
No. No, I was moving another part of Orlando. We're downsizing, trying to save money and all that stuff. So we moved to a different residence and doing painting and different, you know, and trying to make it all homey. But you know, so that's what we was doing all over the weekend.
That sounds nice.
My little miser.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Instead of upsizing like the rest of the world, he's downsizing.
And he's smart.
He sees the handwriting on the wall.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know,
did you hear what David Stockman said over the weekend?
Who's David Stockman?
He was Ronald Reagan's budget advisor.
No.
Stand by for total economic collapse.
I don't think it's going to completely collapse. It's just the haves is going to have, and the have-nots are going to continue to have-nots.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I think it's about to get bad. I think if Obama continues to get what he wants, you know, because he wants the. It's very frustrating. I mean, if he gets the energy prices to go where he wants them to go, it's going to impact everything. I mean, food and all kinds of things.
The problem is a whole lot of people who think they are haves are going to find out that they're have-nots.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, if you take, I mean, there are some people that are saying the stock market is going to take a 90% hit.
Oh, it's going to have to. They tell me that it's climbing through the roof.
Well, there's one thing that could prevent that, and that is cheap energy, and that seems to be what we're finding around here in Ohio and with the Marcellus and Utica Shale and in the Rockies. You know, they found a huge oil deposit there, and look what they're developing up in the Dakotas.
But
if you don't,
that could stave off this economic collapse.
No.
Everybody's
You got a problem.
The president just opened another national park.
You got a problem going on here. See, you can find all the oil you want and all the gas you want and all the energy you want and all the coal you want, but if you don't use it, you just got mud.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever noticed that before we knew we had almost unlimited amounts of natural gas in the United States, that natural gas was going to be the fuel of the future, and now all of a sudden it's evil? It's just as evil as coal or oil?
No, I didn't notice that. In fact, I thought they were still pushing
Sierra Club moved from beyond their old campaign was beyond coal. Now it's beyond natural gas.
It's my understanding. They don't even want you to. The number is 347-945-522. They don't want you to export it.
They don't want you to exhale.
I mean, seriously. I mean, I think America can stand on its own two feet, but America's too stupid to stand up.
Yeah.
True.
I mean, seriously.
True.
Of course. We learned that. We learned how America was stupid when we gave Obama a second term.
Ohio State University just figured out how to get the heat out of coal without making any emissions.
Which is phenomenal. I think we were talking about that. It made a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But you got
Announced it.
But we can't have unlimited energy because that would make people that, independent.
That would take away control.
That would get take away control from the government and put power in the hands of the people.
No, we don't do that.
No, not. Well, it's what we should do in a democracy, but you know, we are now living in a hypocrisy, which is actually becoming a socialized state.
When will America? I mean, I'm watching people wake up, but they're too ignorant to know what to do about it.
I don't think they're too ignorant to do about it. I mean, they have a vote. They know how they should use it to change it, but we're getting to the point of no return.
Hold on. I think it's bigger than the vote anymore.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's we're getting to that point of no return where it's going to take a revolution or a counter-revolution
to solve
the problems we have in America.
I'm watching Republicans go against their platform in its entirety.
Right.
Well, and then expect for everyone to come out and support them.
Well,
yes, right, which isn't going to happen.
Hey, South Carolina, Jeff and Alex, your mics are on. I'm watching that happen.
Well, the cycle of every great civilization is bondage to courage, courage to independence, independence to wealth, wealth to apathy, apathy back to bondage. And I think we're in the apathy to bondage period.
Yes, it could be right. I think we're already back in the bondage period. I mean, we're slaves to the government.
We
have to work how many months out of the year now in order to pay our taxes?
Are we going back to what I said earlier about not being able to? I have to work.
Yeah, you have to work.
Right.
And I, as a woman, have to be a man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that goes with the socialist mentality because they want everybody out of the home, and they want your children at the youngest age possible. So they can indoctrinate them. They do not want the family structure influencing the children. As a matter of fact, Woodrow Wilson, who was the president of Princeton, I believe, said the purpose of education is to make a man as much unlike his father as possible.
Oh, that's a bad saying.
It's true, though.
And it's what the elite education system wants.
Do you realize that the elite schools, the Ivy League schools, were Christian foundations when they were formed?
Absolutely, every last one of them. In fact, education in the United States in the beginning was almost entirely Bible-based and Christian-based education. In fact, a lot of people don't know this, the Congress, right after the Revolution was over, authorized the printing of, I forget, several thousand Bibles to be distributed to public schools throughout the United States of America.
So how did we go from there to here? I mean, right now, I mean, like I said, I have major issue now. I have to work 10 to 16 hours a day. I have to do this to survive.
Well, Tracy, if you put a frog in a cold pot of water and you turn the temperature up gradually, it said the frog won't know he's cooking. We've been cooking for a while.
Yeah, but I didn't ask for this. I don't know where this came from. I'm so very, very serious. I can't stay home and be a wife and a mom. And women are becoming, we are getting to the place now that we are just run amok.
Well, the female.
The deception was just that. In the late 1960s and the 70s, during the women's lib movement and so on and so forth, they use that to deceive the women to get them out of the household, to disrupt the family, the whole family unit, stating that women's rights were being taken away and so on and so forth. But now we're seeing the end result of that. Chaos.
I have male friends, and they have their issues. They do. I mean, but any marriage is hard. I don't care what you do. I don't care who you are. Every marriage is difficult, the best of them. And I'm watching women and men be extremely, I'm looking for the right word, but they're becoming extremely negligent.
Callous.
Okay. In their relationship with their families.
Mm-hmm.
Not even thinking about the children, not thinking about the future. And they're allowing their homes to split up without paying attention to the outcomes of it. And you've got women who, because I can go out and do my own thing, I don't want my he doesn't spend time with me, and so I leave him because he's not good enough, but I want to spend all the money that he's got, and I want him to work because I'm a stay-at-home housewife, so I'd rather do it that way. I mean, everything is just so upside down, and I don't think we realize what we're giving away.
Well, throughout history, the female has been the calming effect on society. It is the female has kept the male in line, and when you've got females who are now just as crazy as the males, your entire society's crazy. I mean, look at the spring break things. You'd have never seen women doing that 50 years ago.
They called them a tease.
They're doing more than teasing.
No, I'm talking about at the time. Women used to tease men to give you just enough to make you have to buy the cow.
No, they give away the milk.
Now they just, I mean, you know.
The milk's for free, so why buy the cow? Is what you're saying.
Right, but, once you, but once you get the cow, you abuse the cow, you kick the cow, and you throw the cow back out the barn.
Oh, but no, because that's Willie Nelson. The cow fights back. You're only going to kick the cow once.
Not today, because right now the men aren't fighting back.
Now these women, they be looking for a second farmer.
Second farmer, they'd be looking for a new herd.
And I'm serious. I'm trying. I've got issues here, because it's really messing with the structure of America. And when I look at what all women go through, and I'm just being sexist here. You guys have it easy.
Us males have it easy.
Y'all males have it easy.
There's a lot of ways I agree with you. I mean, when my wife was staying home with the kids,
I
wouldn't have traded that woman jobs for no amount of money.
I mean, seriously, you guys have it easy. When I look at that, just as society, right now women are but women are doing everything. We're taking care of cars. We're taking care of homes. We're taking care of house. We're taking care of kids. We're taking care of jobs. We're taking care of careers. We're taking care of everything, because there is nothing for us to – I mean, we are merging ourselves into this male woman.
What, you're
– But you're asked for
the difference.
That's what you asked for.
I didn't ask for this.
Well, but honestly, women are built for this. I mean, you look how you multitask. You know, I tease you and I say you're tripolar or bipolar, but it's not your ability to multitask. I think women have better ability to multitask than men do.
Yeah, then I might be able to multitask, but I can't lift up a car, and I'm tired of what I'm saying is, I have to lift the car, put the brakes on. Sticks went with me to Goodyear, and they gave me a laundry list of stuff, and I don't know the difference between a rooter and a tooter of a car. I've got to know cars. I've got to know baking. I've got to know how to cook. I've got to know how to fix the oven. I've got to know how to go get a job. I've got to know all of it. I shouldn't have to do all of this. And society is making it to where women are out of line completely.
Well,
we know too much.
It's the chicken or the egg
thing.
That's
what you asked for.
I didn't ask for this.
That's what your dad did. Your sister did.
I ain't got no sister.
I got something to add to that. Check it out. Well, here it goes. Women were supposed to do that. That wasn't anything that's strange. If you look at the proverbs of the virtuous woman not only took care of her house, she had her own business as well. And she ran things, and she was the brains of the organization. He had a job, but he was still the hunter-gatherer. What's happened is you came into Western society that put the white woman on this pedestal where, well, frankly, dear, I don't want you to work, and so you don't have to. And so, therefore, you had the patriarchal type of society built off a matriarchal base that fared well until women wanted to become involved.
But Jeff, I disagree with that in most part. There
you can
is nothing.
Disagree how you want to is what happened. Because
listen to what I'm saying.
Women were dumbed down to not be part of society.
I'm not saying
when they wanted to come to vote and stuff like that, they were marching for that right, and they had to get it again. They you know, this wasn't the way that things were done before.
But what I'm saying is, women multitask because what we do of our position of being an assistance to the family. But a woman never had to do it all by herself.
Well, no.
Neither one
should be there by themselves.
And what I'm saying is right now we have no choice but to do it all. So not only do I have to be the brains of the operation, I've got to be the body of the operation also.
Well, that's the truth.
And what I'm saying is we're not made to be the brains and the operation and the function as cohesive as we are, and what's happening.
I disagree.
What?
I think women are better suited to be multitaskers.
No, we're not talking about multitasking. I'm talking about being the brains of the multitasking function. See, the weight of the world, everything right now is falling on the hand that rocks the cradle that rules the world. And the man has ejected himself away from it completely.
But all I'm saying is this. Inside a relationship, it's neither good for a man to be by himself doing it, nor a woman. You got something missing if either one of those components is missing. So now, since we're doing it, really, as I say at certain times, black women have been the savior of the black community because they have kept some modicum of sanity in the black community.
But it's gone now.
Children. Not all of them.
Most of them.
Well, a lot of them. 50% of our children are born in poverty.
72% of our children are born to single family households, and at least 65% of them are to females. And what I'm saying is, it is overbearing, burdensome, because now it's becoming too weighted.
Absolutely,
and it's by design. We understand. I said that earlier at 12 noon.
Mm-hmm.
My problem that I'm having right now is, it is killing. That's killing us all.
Hey Tracy, I want to comment on what you said that men, we have it easier.
Absolutely.
That I wanted to go back to that, you know, because I have to really disagree with that because I'm gonna tell you that men assume all the risk when they get involved with women. And the reason for this is that when a man becomes involved with a woman, like, you know, especially, well, I should say today's woman, because your values have changed. Because women want, they want their cake and they want to eat it too. They want it both ways. They want to, you know, they want to be treated like a lady and all this stuff, want to feel special and all that, but they also want to be able to act and move like a man. So when you can't have it both ways, but this is what we deal with. And so then when you you start a family or marry a woman or whatever, what ends up happening is too often is that there's so much risk involved for the man where, you know, the woman feels like, you know, you're supposed to take care of her and she can do whatever she wants to do because her values have changed now. And so then it's like, well, what are you going to do now? If she leaves you, she's going to take you to the cleaners, you know, in court. And she got, especially if she got your children, you know, and it's just, there's so much risk that's assumed that men have to assume nowadays dealing with women today that I don't really believe that we have it easier. I think women have it easier, and it's just the values are so misplaced that it makes it very difficult for healthy relationships to ensue.
I agree.
Do you agree with him?
Yeah, I agree. It does. There's a lot of demands that society places on men that weren't there.
Like what?
Everything.
We were never supposed to be in touch with our feminine side
right,
before.
Right. But it's okay to be in touch with your feminine side. I'm not saying it's not.
Who wants to be? Who wants a man who's a girl? But go ahead.
Well,
no,
it's not that,
you know, in the past, if a man didn't understand a woman's point of view, it really didn't make a difference.
Right.
Today, you better know her inside and out, and you're from Mars and we're from Venus.
Right.
Okay. So
and then on top of that, if you don't relate to her,
right?
You know, after you're taking care of this woman. She has your children. If you don't relate to her, she will leave you. And then she's living in your house with her boyfriend. And your
with her boyfriend who's wearing your clothes and driving in your car. Yeah,
I mean,
I've been there.
Yeah, just,
and you're
just
paying for that. And now she has a boyfriend.
Are you guys nuts?
And the boyfriend understands her.
Just
he's in touch with his feminine side.
Yeah, because just a generation ago, the only thing a man had to do was go home or leave the cave, go kill something, bring it
back.
She was supposed to be happy.
Right.
You know, what are you complaining about? I just brought you a dead deer.
Now we're going to bring it.
That's what I'm saying. Men assume all the risk now. Women.
You guys are not even getting out. You're not. What risk?
The risk.
Daddy's baby, mommy's maybe. Unless you're watching Jerry Springer.
Hey, Tracy.
Nah.
Yeah.
Do you remember seeing the movie Raw? Okay, I'm gonna give you one just a few words from it. Eddie, I'm on top.
South Carolina, you are sick.
Well,
that ain't a that wasn't a movie. You have
that
no risk. This mommy's baby, daddy's maybe. You guys got all this kind of
stuff.
And women now
Tracy,
are taking on. Yeah.
Tracy,
yeah.
When you remember we were talking about child support earlier? Do we need to go back to that discussion?
Yeah.
Okay. $2,400 a month in child support. She's living there with her friend in his house.
But listen to what...
That's a hurting thing, Tracy.
But listen, this is really bad.
Well, you know, Tracy, I got to...
This is really bad.
I got to say this, and I'm not bashing women whatsoever.
Oh, here we go.
You know... Honestly, no. Women are great. They're better multitaskers. Okay, you know, I know a fascinating woman right now. In fact, her child just had his ninth birthday. I want to say happy birthday to you, Travis. But us men are not.
You guys, y'all bounce back from relationship more. You don't get hurt.
No. What do you mean?
No.
I know women that will go into many relationships at once.
We just swallow it and get ulcers.
Yeah, right. I mean,
now women are they're experts at it because before they leave one guy, they already have another guy lined up.
I believe it.
That's not true.
So my ex did to me. Said, "Hey, I'm seeing somebody else. Have a nice life."
Listen,
oh, by the way, you got to pay me for it too.
Listen, you guys are missing. You guys don't. What I'm saying, and as I brought this conversation up. It's about our family focus and our future, because of what you're saying. A lot of it's true,
mm-hmm.
But when I say that men have it easier, is because you guys don't have the burden. You guys are made for the pressure. Women now have all the we've taken on so much that we have become little men, and we're not prepared for it. And right now, men are following women, and this country is about to explode because of its feminism.
Well, that's.
I don't have no problem with you saying that, Tracy. The problem I have is when women want to blame us for it.
It is
your fault.
How?
Because if y'all had been a man in the first place and not treating us like property and done the right thing by us, we wouldn't have wanted to stand by our man, and we could have just done what we needed to do and been housewives. But no, y'all didn't want us to vote, didn't want us to do nothing.
Wait a minute. You should have kept your bras on. That's all there is to it. You keep on going back to that mindset again. We would have sat up there and been a housewife.
You're a housewife. This housewife thing, I think you're missing the point.
Yeah.
A housewife.
No, I want to hear what you mean.
It needs to be the word homemaker.
See, a housewife, and when I say a housewife, I'm not talking about people to stay home and sit on the couch and eat bonbons. That's not a housewife.
Neither am I.
I'm talking about women are supposed, we have a job. And we are business minded, but we are family focused first. And what we've done is we've taken on a man's role, so we are now the hunter-gatherer, business-minded, focused on the family, lost our mind, and can't do it all, and think we are I Am Woman, hear me roar, because I don't need a man.
Jeff, my mother is the Proverbs 31 woman.
And what I'm saying is, I'm not saying we're supposed to sit at home and watch soap operas and just go to the PTA meeting. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is, right now, I have no business having to take care of everything for everybody and no one being there to help me.
Mike, we're not talking about that, though, in that in a situation. You just talked about it's a man that takes all the risks now.
But the problem is, a woman, but a woman is left with the baggage when the man exits from the relationship.
I ran into a guy on Saturday.
Now, listen to this. I ran into a guy on Saturday, and I've known him for a very long time, and he says, I got 16 kids. And he's my age. He's 50 years old.
Good for him.
And I said, oh, wow. He ain't married to none of them.
Okay, well, I mean.
Now, wait a minute, hold on. He got four sets of twins or whatever it is, or two sets of twins or something crazy like that. But no matter whether he's got two kids or 10 kids, if he's not there in their lives taking care of those children, he's left those children up to someone else, and that woman is now taking on the whole responsibility of everything.
But why did any woman, after he walked away from the first woman, take him on?
Because I need a man. Because they're not out there.
Well, I mean, that's
they're just not where you're looking.
No, they're not there. Don't,
they're there.
No,
oh,
they're not.
No, you just ain't looking in the
No, room. They're not there. They're not there. Men are not there. Men are not there.
Okay.
Men no longer
okay,
have to be there.
But it's very stupid of you to take on having.
He called me stupid.
I
know.
It's very inaccurate for you to have two and three kids for a man that already has two and three kids by somebody else.
Again.
And it's not taking care of.
Again, it might be stupid of me, but a half a man is better than none.
Then don't have babies for him then.
You got to understand the cycle of this, what's going on now. It might be stupid of me to have this child, but in my stupidity, all I want to do is be loved by a man.
Loved by a man or
another
government
child? Yeah, but you got kids. You ain't got no man.
And you're missing my point. My yearning, Jeff, is to a man.
It's going to be that, but that has nothing to
my
do
yearning,
with you not thinking.
It is, because if not, I'm manless, and nobody wants to be like me.
Trey, listen.
I'm trying to tell you.
When I was a young single man.
I got to go take, wait a minute, Jeff. I got to pick up some more calls. They're coming in.
Go ahead.
334, your mic is on.
Tracy.
What?
I've been listening, and I know it seems like you're always getting ganged on by the guys, but for the most part, I hate to hear a woman say there aren't any good brothers out there. It's a lot of good brothers out here. I know a lot of them. A lot of times when a brother tries to step in, I mean, just, you know, we talking about black people.
No, he ain't talking about white
people. Oh, he got to have swag. He got to be edgy. He got to be thug-like. He got to be, man, let's keep it 100 now. It's like these sisters want to just have it both ways and act like I'm trying to do everything right, and they come and try to talk to me, and they just ain't got their stuff together. No, that's a lie. A lot of these sisters got funk attitudes. You can't talk to them. Let's keep it 100 now.
I'm keeping it 100.
Let's
not
just act
like
it's all about the brothers. The brothers ain't got it. There's a lot of brothers out here that try to talk to sisters, but they ain't got the right job. They don't dress right. They don't walk right. They don't talk. Hey, you gay, nigga. You
already no. That, but see, listen. What I'm saying is, when you gotta understand how society is shaping this. And this is not a black or white thing, because this is. It used to be an all black thing. Now it's just a purple people thing.
Society in whole.
At large, I told y'all we weren't nothing but an experiment.
It must be Sunday all over again, because Alabama, I'm not preaching.
But this is in society as a whole. We are not embracing relationships of family, And the only one who wants to have monogamous relationships are people that are in same-sex relationships. Because they're the only people right now seeming to be married.
Oh, come on now.
They travel around worse than anybody else. Hold on.
We're not talking about who they're sleeping with. We're talking about who they commit to. See, they're the only ones screaming about being married because right now marriage is down in America completely for heterosexuals.
There's a lot of people.
I hear what you're saying.
We got a rabbit syndrome because it was Easter yesterday, and that was it.
Can I make a point, Tracy? Look, when you say something like that, when you look at, and I know this is going to be real controversial, but I'm going to tell the truth. If you look at dating, you look at women, right? You look at shopping. Just use shopping as an example. So women don't make up 80% of the population, but 80% of the stores are for women. A lot of times, women are taught to be selfish because in that, they taught a man's supposed to provide, a man's supposed to have it. So off the top, nobody's telling them, okay, maybe he's supposed to provide, but you don't have to be that selfish the way you want him to trick off and spend all this money on you. And that's what a lot of women have that attitude. Nobody checks a woman for being selfish, but let a man be lazy.
I brought this up, and I've got to pick up two bits. I brought this up because I think society is out of balance and out of order. And this is not to say that women are so great, because we're screwing up. We screwed up.
Okay, hey, Tracy, I give you an example of how, you know, men have to assume all the risks, and women, they've conditioned themselves not to even have to measure up. Like, they'll say, I want a real man, but everything on them is fake. You know, they got fake hair, fake nails, a pound of makeup on their face. You know, all this stuff.
Why you want to talk about me, Alex? That's me.
Magic body stuff.
Alex,
you don't know
Alex,
what you get.
Alex, why
you want to
talk about me?
I want a real man.
Alex,
like, really?
Alex, that's rude. Why you want to call me out like that? That's me.
That's not you, Tracy. You know that's not you. But
you know,
I mean,
saying,
seriously, but this is what men have to deal with, and it's like we have to measure up in all these different ways.
Do you guys understand they're destroying our family? Are they destroying our projection, our future?
We're destroying
everything that's about us.
The woman is the carrier, the preserver of a people's culture,
the nurturer.
And if you pervert the woman's values, you destroy the culture. It's just like when they say, if you teach a man, if you educate a man, then you've educated an individual. But if you educate the woman, you've educated a nation. And that is there's so much truth behind that, because without the woman, without conservative values of our women, we are dead. And I mean that in every sense of the word.
And do you understand that's what I'm trying to say? But right now we are screwed up because women now are becoming something that they're not. And
well,
because,
men are becoming something they're not.
And, right. And because we're becoming – because remember, I'm now raising boys to be wusses and girls to be men.
That's right. We're destroying our warrior class.
So let's go back to what I'm talking about.
We're destroying our warrior class because it's not politically correct for boys to wrestle.
So the femininity – the feminizing of America – can you see what I'm talking about right now? We have made men and made the society feminine, and we've made women nothing but a bunch of strong men.
Amazons.
Xena, warrior princess.
Hmm.
I'm serious.
But you can't have it both.
What
ain't no Tracy? They
can't
have it both.
I'm right there.
What'd you say?
I was just saying they can't have it both ways. It's like one day you want to be treated as a lady, and then the next day I'm rumming, hear me roar, I'm on top of my
hold on, Alabama, this is not about, you know, we going from one day to the next. This is what we're indoctrinating. We're breeding this, we're making this happen.
Listen, I the other day opened the passenger door on my car for my friend, and somebody said, wow, it's good to see chivalry isn't dead. And some women get offended when you open the door for them.
But hold on.
You know?
Open the door. Listen, open the door, take out the trash. cut the grass. You have to understand what we are converting our young girls in to being men. And for some reason, that's why in relationships, when they come across a good man, they can't handle him because they don't know what a man is because they have become men themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And our society, we're breeding this. We are making this happen, and we are not being, we're not able to cohabitate. We can't live together. And so what we do is we're breeding children, and we're making these little kids where this mother who has no clue what she's doing because she's overwhelmed by society, whether she be rich or whether she be poor.
Well, what Tracy just to come back and add some balance to it, though, you got to look. A lot of men don't know how to date women nowadays. They think they just come and throw money at them. They don't know how to talk to them and have them come. They're too afraid, so they feel like they just come, you know, throw money at a woman, and that's how you get them. So
that's because they're raised
by
women.
Now a woman thinks that a real man is going to come with a lot of money and throw it at her, and when you sit down and try to discuss politics and history and they can't. They don't have no conversation. Most a lot of these chicks, they just look good. What chick can't look good with makeup and fake hair that way down her butt? I mean, most of them look good now.
Listen, you got to
every woman I go in there got hair down there behind, big bubble behind it, and went bought, paid $1,000 for. It's not, you know, every woman looks good now. So it's like now, what's in your head? And a lot of guys don't do it. They just want to, you know, a lot of guys. I try to talk to some of my friends about, man, they don't like all that tricking and spending money trying to buy. And they talk about, man, you crazy. I remember when I was coming up, we used to talk about guys that bought women. But now that's what guys do. So, you know, it's men are afraid to really be real men, too. It's not just women.
You know, there was years ago, there was an old joke about there was women you date and women you married. You know, you didn't take the woman you was dating home to mama. And somehow, mama don't care what she looks like anymore.
Because mama is what
you wouldn't take on before.
That's what I'm saying. If you look around,
mama before she was mama.
Hold on, you see some women my age dressing like their teenage daughters. And you got girls going to the games looking like prostitutes. We're going to plagiarize that. We need to trademark that. Mm-hmm. They are. And we are trying to put together a society of people who can have children who sit down, who have young men who are going to become men, young girls who are going to become ladies, women, and be able to cohabitate in society so that they can make children and have a family.
But look at what we're doing. Can you imagine our friend Diva with a son who wants to join Boy Scouts and go shooting?
You can't shoot.
That ain't going to happen. Oh, man, you know.
But
I mean, let's just destroy our warrior class.
No, can you see me having a son and me and my husband wanted to take him shooting? And I won't allow guns in the house. And
but it's my house, and you ain't got no choice.
You ain't got those kind of kahunas to tell me it ain't your house because we partners now.
Please.
Yeah, see, that's the problem right there.
We partners.
That's another problem, like women. Like, either you want to be a woman or you want to be a man. Or you want a man, you know, do you want a man or not? And it's like, and if you want a man, then he is the head of the household. Simple as that.
Oh, no. See, listen, I pay.
You pay for the house, and I pay for the lights,
the gas, the water. Because my check is your check, and your check is your check.
Look,
and we all
want
and we're roommates.
No, it all goes in one pot.
Ain't no one pot.
Yeah,
yes, it is.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
It all goes in one pot.
No, don't go in one pot.
We got direct deposit. We got one check, and we got both of our names on.
We're partners. And so you pay for the house. I pay for my car. You pay for your car. I pay for ain't no man head.
So
man
I'm the
head
of
the house.
No, you ain't.
Yes, I am.
Well, Tracy, that whole attitude.
No, we ain't.
Yes,
you
we
can't.
Are.
You are the weaker.
Tracy, you can't ask a woman anything in a relationship.
No. What do you say, huh?
You can't. You can't. A woman going to try to run the relationship, especially with sisters. They going to try to tell you what to do. You do something crazy. They try to put their hands on you. And you see, I'm going to tell you something. If I had a child, a son or something, I'm not going to let his mama put her hands on me in front of me. That's the type of stuff that leads to stuff like that movie I just saw, Temptation. That girl was hitting that guy all through the movie. At the end, he beat her. I'm like, she's been beating this guy, throwing stuff in his face, hitting him the whole movie. That's black women. But he was the bad guy. You see what I'm saying? She threw a drink in his face. I'm saying it's a double standard, man. The people don't want to hear the truth.
Listen, hold on, wait a minute. Jeff, I think you were trying to get something in.
Yeah, I was going to say one thing. First, this is going to be controversial, too.
Jeff, we got 15 minutes.
Yeah, I said it's going to be controversial, too. A woman is every bit as much a man as a man is. All that woman is a man with a womb. So she has a different component to go things. That's why she is so efficient at doing things even without a man. Okay, she was there to help the man. And a man and a woman together are absolutely unstoppable. If they work together. But you ain't going to be none of that, no. You ain't going to have no gun in my house or none of that craziness.
Hold on. You're missing the point. We're partners now.
I didn't miss nothing.
And so
no,
since we're partners now,
we are. I'm the head of the house.
How are you going to be the head of the house?
I'm the head of the house.
I make more money than you.
I don't care.
You tell me it doesn't matter how much money you make. It's about a biblical principle, and you know that.
Wait a minute, Tracy. You disagree with what Alex said, Tracy.
What?
You disagreeing with the head of the house stuff. You think that's crazy.
Who, me? You can't ask me that.
Now we know why you're crazy.
You know that ain't true. You know better.
You guys can't ask me mine because I'm really different. I'm very, very old fashioned. I'm more old fashioned than most of you guys sitting in here.
I'm going to tell you something, Tracy. And I've said this before. If you look at the average black male, he's a black female. My mom told me years ago, two grown women can't live in the same house. So if you're raising them like females, that's why your divorce rate's so high.
And that's what I'm saying. The feminizing of them. And this is not even about, and I said this earlier, it's not about black and white because it's all over.
Right now, it's
all about we have crossed the lines. This is not black and white. That's why the 50% of the marriages are failing in America and no one's getting married that is of marriage age. And we're just having kids, dropping them off and letting the government take care of them. And when women cannot raise children to become what they are. And when I say this, yeah, they're being trained, or should I say they're being raised, but they're not being trained properly as they should be, because when they go to cohabitate in another relationship that's a male-female relationship, they really can't get along.
But Tracy, part of being raised properly is also learning to have good spending habits. You date, if you're a guy and you date a woman and you got a plan, a budget or something you're trying to move for, try to get a woman to adhere to that budget.
That's a common thing. That's why there's a head of the household and there's supposed to be a hierarchy. You understand that? Women are emotional spenders. Men are logical spenders.
Mm,
and so,
hold on.
In a lot of cases, women can manage stuff better. But when it comes down to us wanting something, we can become very emotional and write a check. A man will not spend a check as much as easy.
You ain't never seen a man go to Bass Pro, have you?
Women don't really do that. Women are better managers than men by far.
That's what I said.
They're way better managers. And a man is liable to spend on a whim versus than a woman, because a woman's going to hold on saying, I've got to count this cost and do this, that, and the other. At least that's the experience with my wife. Okay,
Tracy.
So.
But hold on. At the same time, she's going to want a certain house and a certain car, whereas a guy live in a little $500 a month apartment. A woman want a nice house. Yeah, we make the money, but let's go spend it. I got a friend that makes $3,000 a month. His wife, they got in an argument, and I started it, so to speak, because I was just being hypothetical, saying, well, you know, I wouldn't spend $7,000 a month on a mortgage. She don't see nothing wrong with him. I'm like, how do you know he's going to be with this company making $20,000 a month for the next 30 years? You don't know that. So why would you go and spend $7,000 a month on a month? She don't see nothing wrong with that. She don't even work. Stuff like that I would have a big problem with.
But you got to understand where you come from also and what your foundation is. You know, I was having a conversation about a purse yesterday, and there are purses out there that are $3,000 and $4,000 for a purse. I just don't see that happening, me spending $3,000 or $4,000 for a purse, unless I got a couple hundred thousand dollars in cash in the purse.
Well, it's not the $1,000-$3,000 purse we're complaining about. It's the $2,200 purses we're complaining about.
And that was the point I was trying to make earlier. A woman will spend $10 and $20 herself to death, and a man will go spend $50,000 on a bass boat.
If guys were as impulsive as women in spending, most of the malls would be men's stores. It's not like that. Women are the ones that are spending the money. That's why every store you go in, even when they sell both men's and women's clothes, 25% of the store got a little men's clothes in the corner, and 75% of the store is dedicated to women because they're spending all the money.
But now
they don't make up 80% of the population.
But we got to understand what else is happening, too. My self-esteem causes me to spend money that I don't have.
But men do that, too.
No, women.
I went through quite a few spending sprees in the last 3 months.
How many 50-year-old newly divorced guys are running around Youngstown in brand new Camaros?
No, that's what they call the 40-year itch or the mid-year crisis.
Midlife crisis.
But it's the same thing.
No.
Oh yeah.
Nah.
You don't realize some men how much of their psyche is wrapped up in the car they're driving.
We're doing this every day. You trying to say something, Texas?
I'm with Alabama. We spending too much money.
All we have to do is look at any store. And I ain't never been to Youngstown in my life. I bet you
when I walk
in y'all mall, it ain't never a store for women.
When you come to visit.
Guaranteed. That's what I'm sitting like. I mean, people say men, I'm like, men spend big. We buy big stuff like electronics, cars. You're right. But when it come down to it, a guy will say, hey, I eat some poking beans and rice for dinner. I'll do that.
But
a woman to have a fit, she'll leave you. A woman ain't finna stay in no house. You know, she want to eat a certain way. I was on food stamps one time struggling and was dating this girl, and we talked hell every month because every time I got food stamps, we went to the store to get something. She trying to get steak and so I'm like, look, I need hot dogs. I'm trying to make it past a week. You know, I'm trying to make it past a week with these food stamps. You trying to make it through the whole... You know, you're trying to eat for one day, and that's it. Yeah, you're eating good, but I ain't trying to eat for pleasure. If that was the case, I'd go get some crab legs.
Hey, listen, we're almost at the end of the day. I want to thank everybody for calling in. Tomorrow, Jeff will be here, and I have a guest coming on tomorrow. And I'm going to give you his name in just a second because, I have a bad habit of doing that in the middle of it. But I want to say his name is Kevin Jackson, and we're going to be talking about conservatism. And I'm being conservative, but I brought this up, and I brought it up because we need to think about what we're doing to our family structure and our family unit and why we can't live together and why we're not getting along and how we're not taking relationship with our spouses seriously. And we're leaving very, very quickly and exiting our relationships when we should not. I mean, we've given up. I mean, it's like, you know, I don't like you anymore. I want a new relationship.
Well, that's no-fault divorce. There should be no-fault divorce.
And so we get into relationship casually, and we come out of relationships extremely casually also. And it's kind of destroying the fabric of America.
Yeah.
Our fabric was built on our family structure and on our unit,
and
we're losing it.
A generation ago, our parents started to allow it.
But
you know,
again,
not in my dad's house, but in a lot of my peers' dad's houses, if you come home with your chicky-chicky, the chicky-chicky could stay in the bed with you.
That's what I'm saying.
And
the chick on the side and all that kind of stuff. But we are destroying. The family unit is gone. I mean, seriously. Look at go out today and ask young people, you know, do they want to get married? And,
well,
you know, what kind of relationship? Look what we're doing to the sex. But look what sex is doing to our children at a young age.
Just the other night, I was talking to some friends of ours and some friends of theirs. They'd been together for 8 years, and suddenly they decided they were going to go get married.
Okay.
It blew my mind. You know, you've lived together for 8 years, and now all of a sudden we're going to go get married.
But you got to understand, do they have kids?
No.
Listen to this. I see Derek. He looks hot. We sleep together. We have a baby. We move in. We get married. We get divorced.
The new
society. And what I'm saying is women have...
You need someone called Derek?
We have the erosion of a family and hierarchy and respect. Women are not no longer taught to respect men.
Well,
men are no longer taught to cover women and to protect them.
Yep, dad,
and that's a problem.
Dads no longer threaten to feed their daughter's boyfriends to the hogs.
So when my daughter goes out with her first boyfriend, she comes back different because she's been sexually assaulted. because Daddy didn't say, if you don't bring her back the same way you kept her, I'm going to put a shotgun in your mouth.
That's what I'm saying. Daddy was there cleaning the shotgun
when
they came to pick up one of my sisters.
I have guns, I have land, and I have a shovel.
Right. All I need.
Now we have girlfriend, you know, boyfriend come pick us up. And boyfriend has no threat. And boyfriend changed daughter.
Boyfriend don't even have to come in the house and get me.
He can honk the horn.
Yeah, that would never happen.
It never happened in my house.
Yeah.
And even if that doesn't happen, when he comes in, remember, women can be easily, we are very easily misguided in a lot of ways. And right now, men need to quit following women and just start hearing them. And I say that sincerely. Because it was never meant for a woman for a man to follow a woman. And right now we see the erosion and the demise of America because of its feminization of it.
Demise of the family.
Absolutely.
Demise of America.
And when we take and remember, when you take the demise of the family, you take the demise of God, because that means you take God out of the equation.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Because God set up an order,
yep.
And the man still is supposed to be the head of the house. And we have made him a wuss in the basement.
Man cave.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, we've turned.
That's a necessity for a man cave.
We've turned men into Tim Taylor.
The tool man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No respect.
No.
You don't have any more John Waltons on television.
You don't have anything that remotely tells you to respect the man.
No.
And men need to take the respect back, and women need to allow that to happen if they want to have men. If not, they'll just be with women, and they'll be lesbians.
Mm-hmm.
Because she feels she's more compassionate to my needs. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm just being real.
But but that doesn't equal children.
I didn't know. I gotta go now. But did y'all find out Putin put in that y'all can't come over there and gay people can't come over there and adopt their kids no more?
Nobody. They stopped all
the
United States
because them idiots sent that kid back.
No, I have a friend that was in the process of adopting, actually already spent over $10,000, and right now she's in touch with the State Department trying to figure out what she can do. But, she would have made a great mother. And unfortunately, the Russians pulled the plug.
Hey, guys, we'll be back tomorrow. God bless you guys. Have a good day.
I can start an iron 2 dozen ships before you can count from 1 to 9. I can scoop up a great big dipper full of lard from the dripping can. Throw the skillet, go out and do my shopping. Be back before it melts in the pan. Cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A.
Fit family. Unique. Individualized. And promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austintown designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austintown receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you.
Listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Joan Bennett. At a court hearing today in Centennial, Colorado, the Arapaho County District Attorney said justice is death for James Holmes, the accused gunman in last year's movie theater attack. Prosecutors say they will seek the death penalty against Holmes. ABC's Alex Stone.
Prosecutors said they consulted with 800 survivors and family members before deciding to seek death. Holmes' parents sat in court holding hands. Holmes showed no emotion. He's charged with 166 counts of murder, attempted murder, and numerous other charges.
Deputies have been escorting employees into the courthouse in Kaufman, Texas today and standing guard outside after the county district attorney and his wife were found shot to death in their home over the weekend. County Judge Bruce Kaufman.
I've searched all weekend to think of the right word to describe, and I can't come up with a single word. Unbelievable. This really didn't happen, but it did.
That's County Judge Bruce Wood. A gruesome sight in downtown Sacramento, California today after a bizarre accident.
The window washer was found hanging high above downtown Sacramento off the side of a building where many lobbyists have their offices. Rescue workers rappelled down the side of the 18-story building and found the man had somehow gotten caught up in his rigging and died. They say it was an accident. They believe he suffocated when a rope wrapped around his chest. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A moment of silence at Yankee Stadium today before the first pitch of the season opener to honor those killed at the Sandy Hook school shootings in December. An honor guard from Newtown, Connecticut, police officers and firefighters took to the field. This police officer, part of the tribute.
I give a lot of credit to our community. Everybody's pulled together incredibly.
Authorities say they've broken up a major dog sighting ring in Mississippi, part of an investigation that started in California. This is ABC News.
Here we have a rare treat, the keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads, long distances, using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move 1 ton of freight nearly 450 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Hey, it's April Fool's Day, and the advice by experts is skip the pranks in the workplace. ABC's Larry Jacobs with more.
The idea behind an April Fool's joke is to make sure people laugh. Career advisors say don't try it at work. As one tells USA Today, the payoff of the joke is not always great enough for the potential consequence. But if you must, it's important to understand the culture of your workplace before pulling a prank. Banking and finance, stay away. Cable provider, Brian Tucker of Augusta, Georgia, says they always joke around. He says 1 year his boss tricked him into believing he was fired, and he actually got his keys and started leaving the building. Tucker says it was fun. Really? Larry Jacobs, ABC News.
A Saudi newspaper says the kingdom's religious police are now allowing women to ride motorbikes and bicycles, but only in restricted recreational areas. They have to be accompanied by a male relative and have to wear the full Islamic head-to-toe abaya. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
Managing your own business takes a number of essential apps.
I think I have every one of them.
One is all you need.
Yeah, the contact managing one, the project tracking one, the work sharing one, and the client billing one.
No, just the all-in-one.
Which one?
Sage One, a simple web app that puts it all together for business.
That one.
The only one.
How do I get one?
Visit sagetoday.com for your 30-day free trial of Sage One.
Nice one.
That's sagetoday.com.
If you have a parent entering a nursing home, are the executor of an estate, or just need a will, this message is for you. The Law Office of J.M. Shade is able to help you make the right choices to ensure that you and your family are protected. Call us toll-free, 866-606-6187. Again, 866-606-6187. Or see our site for more information at jmselderlaw.com. jmselderlaw.com. Estate planning made simple.
Find big savings at Giant Eagle all winter long with another low price lock. Right now, hundreds of items throughout the store are locked in at low prices. Find 6-count Dove bar soap for just $6.99, select varieties of Giant Eagle facial tissue for only $1, and 40-count Top Care ibuprofen for the low price of $3.99. The winter low price lock is just one of many ways to save at Giant Eagle. Big savings with a winter low price lock. That's another Giant Eagle advantage. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. See stores for details.
Provocative, passionate, award-winning. It's the Valley's new home for Sean Hannity, right here on Newstalk 600, WSOM.
Rusty Humphries.
More people coming out attacking the Tea Party, right? I'm starting to say, you know what? Democrats, bring it on.